Warning, the host of this show has been known to be patently offensive, using words such as
fuck, shit, fucking ass, bullshit, bitch,
and phrases such as
you goddamn son of a bitch,
while ranting on about subjects like
angel dust, switchblades,
politics, and
sexually perverse photography exhibits involving tennis rackets.
So, if you are easily offended or have small children in the room, please turn the stream off now. Thank you.
Tonight, a United Nation goes forward with the determination to win this war and bring about a just and enduring peace.
Daddy,
we cannot
who
win
is
our
Sean
war
Kennedy?
Or make our peace unless we understand the
Sean Kennedy was just a guy who started talking to people all over the world through an internet radio station called Rant Radio. Eventually, thousands of people all over the world would listen to him talk every Monday night about things that were happening in the world and the things that were going to happen. You see, Sean wasn't governed by anyone or anything. What he screamed into the internet was there for all to see. But that was when we still had rights and freedoms.
There are not enough of you to shoot us all. We are the men. You're the few swaggering conquerors. There's no room in a decent world for you and your kind. We little people, thousands, millions of us, will join together and crowd you out of our world.
Welcome to The Late Show with Sean Kennedy. And today is so late. As a matter of fact, I'm 40 minutes late starting. And I'd like to discuss a little bit more about how the laws of physics and reality change as you are in a hurry, okay? I was working on Tales from the After Now. This is one of the reasons why I'm late. I'm like,
it's a good reason. It's a good reason.
And
right.
I've got to describe to you what's involved with Tales of the After Now. I have built up a pretty good pocket of episodes which I have vocally recorded, okay? But actually getting them vocally recorded.
That's not everything
that goes into it. So what I have to do then is I have to find music. Thank you, God. Thank you. Actually, never mind. Cancel that, God. Thank you, server, for Kazaa Light. Okay, if it wasn't for Kazaa Light, Tales of the Afternoon, as you know, with the cool music in the background, would never occur. Yep. It would cost me $1 billion to buy all those CDs.
Or you'd be hearing like KMFDM each episode.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, wow. I wonder what he's going to put down. Mark KMFDM from the new album, you know. Or I'd rehash shit, you know what I mean? And quite often a lot of music is, if it wasn't for Kazaa Light, I'd be fucked. Okay, the whole thing's really kind of an illegal project. I mean, I have no permission to use any of this music and stuff, and, you know, it's pretty bad.
Well, pretty much you wait till somebody comes after you, and then you go, sorry.
And I go, oh,
I didn't mean to.
I didn't know. I mean, I don't know nothing about the internet. I mean, I just didn't know, you know? I mean, don't get all mad, shit. So, anyway.
I didn't do nothing?
What the fuck, man? Jeez, is this because I'm black? But
you're not black.
You're
right?
Not black. Don't you talk to me like that. Anyway, so
don't say I'm not black.
Don't say I'm not black. I'm black. Don't call me white. Don't call me white. So anyway, so I get this done, right? I'm like working on the Tales of the After Now. I'm like, yeah, okay. Now sometimes you will listen to Tales of the After Now and you appreciate the music which is in the background. Like the Western one, which I did, which had all the... That was really easy, right? Because all I got to do is, I'm like, hey, spaghetti Western, and we go. You know, and then you do a couple searches for those artists, and you fucking set, right?
Oh, yeah.
Fistful of Dollars, all that shit. Now, other episodes are really, really hard to find music for.
It's a certain mood you have to set in the right type of music.
After I download the music, I then have to arrange the music. And I don't do all the arranging. I just do placement for where the music starts and where it ends because I build on atmosphere with my voice and I understand how that works. Now,
if music has to kick in at a certain point, you have to put it there. End at a certain point, you have to put it there.
Because like sometimes you'll be listening and it goes and the music just kind of kicks in and right at the right moment you're like, wow, that was really cool. You'll be listening and be like, wow, the music really picks up nicely here. Okay, that's not by accident, okay? I fucking do that shit on purpose. Now, of course, then after I get all the music picked out, converted, arranged in a session, have that all happening, I then hand it over to Sim.
On a conveniently CD, right? Here you go.
Yeah, and I burn it to disk rather to upload. It's like almost fucking half a gig worth of data.
I hold in my hands number 15.
You do.
Ha ha, you can't have it.
You can't have it
because
it hasn't been post-production.
That's right. Well,
one week.
This week. 1 week and 2 hours or something. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. So, and it's ready to go and everything, but I was working on this, and I'm, like, trying to get the music right, and the next one, 15, is kind of cool. I like the way it turned out. But it's like, so I finish, and of course, I'm married, right? So the dark one calls me up, and she's like, oh, yeah, dinner. And I'm like, cool. So I run out there. I have dinner. I go, what time is it? She goes, it's 7:15. And I'm like, oh! And I make that Homer Simpson sound. And fucking...
Sean lives 30 minutes away.
Oh,
20,
yeah. Well, South Langley...
Maybe 25 in your car.
No. And yeah.
With Sean at the helm.
Thank God for the Canucks being in the playoffs, because there's no one on the road. I did 140 all the way here, which in my Honda, who's only running on 3 cylinders right now, is pretty good. So I'm fucking hauling ass all the way down here. And the dynamics of traffic change when you're in a hurry. Okay? For example, all traffic lights become mentally retarded. They're special needs fucking traffic lights where all the traffic lights turn red.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, no, you go. No, you go. No, you go. No, you go. And any road construction that is going to happen when you're in a fucking hurry.
Oh, yeah.
Furthermore, there are people...
It's Truman Show all over the place.
Oh, fuck, all over the place. I'm like, if that shit actually started to happen to me, I would wig out so bad. Like,
yeah.
Oh, it's a lie, Sean. Somebody calls up from across the street. There's a marathon in my way and other shit. I'd be like, okay, I'm going to start knifing.
This is happening too much.
This happened. No, no, no. And then, you know, the dark one comes to him. He's like, let's try New Tide. It's got whiteners with whitening and all this kind of shit.
It's
I'd
like,
be like,
who are you talking to?
I'm like,
you're not talking to me. You're talking to some.
Who the? What the? Ah! You know what I mean? It's just like, oh, yeah, it was really bad. So. Can you put some echo effect? Can I get some echo effect ready here? So on the way down here, I get this. Like, I'm driving in my car. It's quite seriously, and there's like people hitchhiking. All they hear is this. That's it. That's their world, right? And so I'm like, I'm just, wow, that was cool. We got to work on
though. It was.
We got to get that. We got to get that echo effect happening more often. We got special effects. We're doing all these fucking gang hangs and fucking bloods and shit.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Eminem's got fuck all on me. Don't even try. So, anyway, and I'm tear-assing down here, and then I feel so bad, and then I'm getting all stressed out. Then I'm thinking to myself, you know, why am I getting stressed? I'm not getting paid for this shit. I'm not getting paid for this. You know, but then I'm like, well, you know.
You're not losing money.
Actually, technically I am. I mean, I could be working tonight, right?
You could be making money somewhere else, I guess, right?
Not making money is not losing money, so
true.
We know that.
We know about that from the RIAA.
Yeah, that's right.
They're losing
Sean's
money.
Sean's radio has cost him thousands of dollars because he could have bought a lottery ticket during this time and fucking...
That's how their money
made
works.
All kinds of money, you know,
I could
whatever.
Be buying lottery tickets. I could be mugging people.
I could be jacking armored car guys right now. Wait till they go over a bridge, blow the bridge. I'm underneath the bridge with scuba gear, blame the whole thing on Al-Qaeda. It's 3.5 days before anyone knows it was a fucking robbery. That was my plan for how to rob an armored car. Yeah, you wait till they go over a bridge and blow up the bridge.
Okay.
And blame the terrorist group. Because the United States will buy it.
And they're looking at the bridge.
They'll be like...
Right.
You'll be like, seriously, that's the excuse of the day. Is your homework done? No, why not? Terrorists! Holy fuck, I'm sorry. You know, George Bush is up there. Well, I'm going to have to declare war on homework. You know, like these terrorists interfering with the education of our youth. What education of our youth? Fucking half the people who graduate high school can't fucking read.
I don't even get that.
Which?
How can you graduate without reading?
Does
somebody else do their homework?
Friends help you.
A lot.
Like, and this was back in the 80s. You know that illiteracy thing was all big back in the 80s? And there was, like, an episode of Different Strokes where 2D was...
A very special episode.
Yeah, and they like, talked about it and shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how the fuck...
And the guy from WKRP molests Willis and Arnold.
What? Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mr. Carlson fucking molested Willis and Arnold. I'm like, God damn it, Mr. Carlson.
What are you doing? Get back to the radio station.
I don't want
to
play Captain Nemo, King of the Sea, you fucking weirdo. And then the whole family's there. And he's like, if there's a problem, whatever, Mr. Drummond, you fucked your own kids. That chick went with a jockey dead.
Right,
what the fuck, man? I'm a rich white guy going to adopt 2 black kids. Yeah, that'll happen. Welcome to fiction. Back in the 80s, for sure. You know, yeah.
Everyone
what I'd like
it.
To see is I'd like to see that show redone. The white guy will be paid by... No, Mr. Drummond. Yeah, that'd be fucking hot. We'll have what was that show called? Different Strokes?
Yep.
No. That was the Take the Good. That was the chick one.
Oh, okay.
What the fuck? Gary Coleman was in it, right? And Willis. What was that from? Fuck, it wasn't Different Strokes. What was it? God damn
it.
Yeah,
it was Different Strokes.
Different Strokes. Yeah, I guess so. I can't remember. Anyway, but what we should do is we should make Different Strokes... 2004.
Yeah.
Today, Different Strokes, like really Different Strokes or something like that.
Yeah.
And what we'll do is Mr. Drummond will be played by Christopher Walken.
Oh,
okay.
Nice.
Christopher Walken, and he has no wife because his wife died under mysterious circumstances. I don't know, actually. She just died. People do that sometimes. It was a hunting accident. She just came back from spending 3 weeks with my neighbor, and we went hunting, which is odd for us. And it was, I don't really want
to. I put the gun to my head, and then she put the gun to her head.
Her head, and it was like beer hunter and deer hunter, and it was supposed to, you know, just bad luck sometimes. So that's Mr. Drummond, right?
Yep.
And then Trudy, no, not Trudy, what the fuck was the daughter's name?
The chick.
She would be fucking cool, but we have like some hot bitch player.
Oh, yeah.
Could be the hot bitch. Well, it's got to look sort of like. How about that chick you like? The one we photoshopped last week. The one from Meet Joe Black. What the fuck's her name?
Oh, I forget her name because her name's not on my desktop anymore.
Wow, you is some fickle motherfucker with your pinups.
Yeah, anyway, yeah.
Well, have nameless hot bitch on there. Yeah, actually, no. What we'll have is we'll have Pamela Anderson.
Oh, man.
That'd be rad. We'll have Pamela Anderson.
Dressed in schoolgirl outfit.
And she'd be, like, totally just porned right out. She's still in the eighth grade, right? She'd just be like, oh, I got to stay after with the gym teacher again. And the two black kids would be Ice-T, and Ice-T would be Willis. And who'd play Gary Coleman? We need Wesley Willis! Wesley Willis and Ice-T.
Oh, perfect.
What you talking about, Ice-T? Man, what the fuck, man? What the fuck? That'd be, you know...
That'd be so good.
As fucked as that sounds, everybody would tune in. Because if people tune in to watch a bunch of retards on Survivor who can't start a fire with a magnifying glass on a tropical fucking island for 2 days... Princess Cheryl should be called Survivor. It should be called Inept. Everybody on fucking... Yeah. For fuck's sake,
you can't catch food.
You're getting wet. Let me get this straight. They're going to put you on an island. Like the first Survivor. I don't know nothing about the other ones because I like shield my head. I'm like spitting all over my mic. I remember my
That's
mic.
Why it's your mic.
Yeah.
All the food you
Seriously, I remember the first Survivor. There was Rudy, right?
Yeah.
Like, let's see. We've got... A bunch of these fucking L.A. homos, okay, you're complete fags. No disrespect to gay people, but even gay people be like, God damn, you're a fag. You know, seriously, I know drag queens that have a better survival rate than these assholes. Not only that, they probably have some wicked hula skirts. They'd be doing that Gilligan's Island shit.
Oh, they'd be having fun.
Oh, they'd be fucking out there. They'd be snapped the whole time. They would find a way to get booze on survival.
They'd be fermenting potatoes.
Oh, yeah, fuck. Coconut Bill be like, oh, yeah, I got Mai Tai for you, and don't you vote me off this fucking island. I'll take all my booze and leave. But seriously... Seriously, like, they have Rudy on this fucking island. Hi, I'm the guy who developed the Navy SEAL special warfare training for the U.S. military, and nobody listens to him. Fuck you, Rudy.
Yeah, what do I know? Shit.
I don't know nothing.
I only train, like, the top fucking beachhead special forces in the world.
Like, fuck all you. I'm getting naked and going to the beach.
whatever, man. I can't believe that shit. And they're like, oh, it just blew my fucking mind. Anyway, so I got so mad. I used to watch Survivor, and I would go so fucking crazy that I was just like, oh, whatever. And people were like all addicted and shit. I would probably last about 25 fucking seconds.
Oh, you just kill everyone.
Oh, I'd at least headbutt them and make it look...
What the fuck are you guys doing?
What are you doing? Well, we'll vote you off the hell, and you vote me off. Actually, another thing I do is I talk to the camera, and I pretend like I'm cracking right the fuck up. And I'll be like, yeah, that fucking cunt.
Because then...
She doesn't know, but I'm going to wait till she's sleeping, and I'm going to put her head on a fucking stick, man. It's going to be Lord.
You wouldn't get voted off because the producer would be like...
No, you can't.
You can't vote him off. We can't vote him off.
Sean cracks up next week, right? I'm like, yeah, you know, and people would, like, fall down and hurt themselves. I'm like, oh, did you fall? Because somebody always hurts themselves. You're like, did you fall? Gee, that's too bad. I wonder who'd ever leave a bunch of spikes lying in a pit like that. That's really weird, huh? Why would somebody do that? Maybe it was that other guy, you know?
From the other tribe.
The other tribe. Let's go get that other fucking tribe. Let's fuck
what are we
up.
Doing sitting here?
War party! The WOG camp is getting kind of unruly. So they burned all these fucking sticks and rubbed their own feces on them and stabbing people with infected wounds. The fucking WOG tribe is taking the Survivor thing a little bit more in the best offense, good defense role. You know? Fuck me. Anyway.
We gotta read out the names.
Yeah, right.
And do our...
Right. I gotta get on my welcome.
Hey.
To the Sean Kennedy Show, episode number 65.
66.
Six, right.
66.
Is it 66?
Yeah, 66666.
Oh, good. I sent you the right format.
God, it's last week's.
Episode, comma. You are free to distribute this broadcast anywhere you see fit, but actually I said cunt on the air this time, so you know that's going to be really popular. Going through the RC tonight, we got like how many people were hanging around listening, waiting for my sorry fat ass to be lugged out of the car?
like 160.
That's fucking crazy.
Like, what the hell?
Like, what the fuck? That's two of those shows that used to be on the station. We got Capone X, Tongue of Evil, Shade, Shovel, Smokehouse, Snake, Xandad, Albert Camus, Alien Binary, Alamode, Al-Anon Zero, Alpha 736, Ultra Boy, Ancient, Angelica Shooting, while listening, that's a little frightening.
Wow.
Angry Monkey, Ask Jung, Barcode, Beef from 1911s, Blung, Citizen, Ceiling Ant, Carbon Avocado 23, Cronus, Cybertech, TMC, Hey Baby! That guy gave me a fucking rad book to read. I haven't found it in Canada yet, but that's going to be in the media review later.
Nice.
I'm going to recommend that everybody get a hold of this thing.
Nice.
I believe it's called Hunting Zero Point. I believe. Now, he's probably going to fucking...
Hunting Zero Point.
Hunting Zero Point. It's all about anti-grav and shit like that. That ties into our Photoshop tonight. But anyway.
Okay.
Dancing Monkey, Della, which is probably Della Marta, Digital Sewage, great name, Dr. Zodiac, Droopy, Earth Scum, Duel, Earth Scum and Ocean, G-Maniacs, Goddess of Sarcasm, Gorka, Griffin, Guardian Super Chicken, Ken, Kadath, Kello, Kexler, Kimbling Boy, Lentium, Lento, Lizard King, Lorax, Loyalizer, Manual Oiling Spider.
Wow, that's weird.
Wow. Meph Shower, Mick J, Misconduct, Mr. Echo, Naughty Ski, Node, Oracle 9, Paladin, Pele, Prophet Doodle, Psycho Quiff, Jesus, sweet thunder and fuck, Quick Mix, Ratsputin, Residual...
Singularity.
Singularity. Rich! Hey, I stood you up last weekend, Rich. I was supposed to go down on Thursday and fucking pick up a book from Rich, and I wound up getting all delayed because my buddy Peacekeeper was in, and I'm really sorry, Rich. So public apology to Rich. Sorry, man. I will try to get down this week. I'm really sorry about that. Ricky Rocket, RJ4714. Okay, what is that? RJ, Ray, J, Taya. Rich Atia? Regenium, whatever. Broke 3, Rumbling Sky, Sapphire Headache. Oh, I'm sorry, baby. Have you got a headache?
Oh,
Sapphire. Sapphire's got a headache. So I will talk like Jim Carrey in the fucking, what's that movie? The fucking, what's that guy?
Mask?
No. The one he did. The bad one. The Christmas one. Scrooge.
Oh, God.
No, what was that?
The Grinch.
Oh, God. Well, that's really sad. Oh, well, whatever. Shrine, Sir Dark, Soldier, Southpaw Samurai, Spudley, Soldier. Hey, I wonder if that's Soldier X. Been a long time. Spudley, Star Baby, StatsX, Dowdy Cheese, TC2037 Away, Test Subject, Twofold, The Music God, Turmoil, Turnspike, TYD, Vampire This Morning, Wi-Fi Girl, Wiggle Puppy, Whopper, WS Ninja, World War 1, Russian Paratrooper, Xeno Brings Order.
Xeno Brings Order.
That's rad.
That's good.
Never mind fucking saves, Buddy Brings Order. Yerky, Zootroy, Soul Trance, and Sidesline. Holy fuck.
Yep, 100
anyway.
People.
Anyway, so we got a whole whack of Jimmy.
A lot of people. I think you should delay it like 40 minutes every episode, right?
Yeah, no. I'm so bad about that. Before everybody,
it's all about anticipation.
If you want to get into the RC sim, how do you do that?
You go to the webpage, rantradio.com, click on community, and click on chat. Or you can download like MIRC.com. And go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel. And
now
we'll all be there just waiting for you.
Now, if people want to get in touch with you,
how
do they do that?
Oh, well, they come over to my house.
And they grab
sit
me
on my
by
lap.
The crotch.
Yeah, grab me by the crotch. No, they email me, info@rantradio.com, and they get a hold of Sean for news stories. Send them news.
Yeah, news.
News
stories.
For Sean. Everything else for me.
Including money. I don't get anything. You know, I've got, like, chicks and shit. Send them all to Sim.
The man at rantradio.com.
Thank you.
We should what? What should we do?
Which?
I don't know.
What should we do?
You're going, we should.
Oh,
It doesn't matter.
I don't remember. We still need your help with bandwidth.
We do. We're getting a lot of response.
Are we?
Need more. Yes, it's very good. But we need more. We
For
always
God's
need more.
Captain America still needs your help.
Rescue us.
We need to declare war on the RIAA. And you out there are our forces. Very soon we will be able to hit the RIAA with shock and awe. We will declare...
Sorry, Sony's copyrighted that.
Have they?
Yes.
Shock and awe?
2 days into the war. For a video game.
It sounds like you're not actually kidding there.
I'm not kidding. They copyrighted it right away.
The name, Shock and Awe.
Shock and Awe.
For a video game.
Yes. For a video game coming out.
Okay, that's not even...
That's a good name!
That's fucking horrible.
Isn't it?
It's like, let's make a video... Like, the fucking war just ended, for fuck's sakes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, whatever. What the fuck are we listening to? What is this, Duran Duran? It's me. That's another thing, too. I'm driving down here. I'm doing Warp Factor fucking 50, and that's what's playing on the radio. And
you're
I'm like,
this doesn't fit.
And I'm like, oh! And I'm like, doing as much as me. I was like, and lost in the crowd. I'm on the hunt down.
Oh, really?
You. Yeah, I'm like,
hungry like the wolf. Duran Duran.
It's like, you know, whatever. Okay. Oh, fuck.
The problem is, I play these radio stations, and then they go all light after 15 minutes.
That's because they know I'm on. And they're like, we better not get hard.
They know we have them in the background.
The wogs are stalking. When the wogs are stalking, everybody fucking steps the fuck back.
That's a bit better.
Now I'm 80s synth pop.
It's coming up. I'm loving this shit.
Anyway, so we still need your bandwidth. If you got help with bandwidth, you got access to some big, fat, ugly mirrors.
At your work or at your school. Or
info@rantradio.com. Get in touch with Sim and we'll go from there.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool. Tonight's Photoshop.
You've been waiting for it, Jay.
I've been thinking a lot about some crazy shit. I've been, you know, there's a lot of, do you have any idea how much repressed technology there is?
Like what? What do you mean?
Well, like the carburetor that gets 200 miles to the gallon. Oh, that was like invented in the 1930s. Or the battery that doesn't wear out.
Yep.
That kind of a thing.
Yep.
You know, and I'm like, wow.
And the light bulbs from like the year 1900 that don't seem to burn out, but ours burn out in 10 days.
Yeah. Like, the
like what the hell?
Yeah, that's fucked up. So I'm just like,
that's better. That's a bit better.
Yeah, it's like front. That's right. Here I am in the goth club. Dancing. Hey! Do you want to dance?
What?
Do you want to dance? Anyway, so, yeah. Where was I? Oh, yeah, repressed technology. There's a lot of repressed technology. So now what I want to do is I want to, because I'd like to do some stuff for some Photoshops that aren't just, you know, a giant masturbatory thing. I like the posters.
Those
are fucking cool.
And they're easy for people to do, right?
Yeah,
they just put the words on it.
Well, yeah, but I'd like to have posters that promote freeing repressed technology, like any of that shit. Like we're talking about, like the batteries don't wear out, and that opens it right up. You can look up Tesla stuff. You can get all into that. So that's our subject tonight. This will be a good one for a few weeks, I imagine. There'll be a lot of people going, wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So very, very cool. If you want to do that, anything to do with repressed technology or suppressed science, any of that kind of shit, do a search on the web for suppressed science, and fuck, you'll have like
lots.
Yeah, the phone book. There you go. So off you go. Away with you, you wog flying monkeys. In my life, let's see what's been going on. I bought some new kit. I've been going through some heavy shit lately. I've been trying to figure out,
are they after you again, Sean?
No, yeah, they're after me. No,
I noticed you're wearing the tinfoil again.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just a little tinfoil this time. Seriously, I've been kind of thinking about, you know, direction and what things are going in. And every once in a while, I always like to do a bit of a checksum in my life, right?
Yeah.
So, whenever that happens, I generally go very survivalistic and begin stockpiling weapons. And actually, I went and bought myself a pack. And it's a backpack, and we got to actually phone the Dark One, because this backpack's a bit of an anomaly.
Is that time right now?
Yeah, give me that phone. Actually, we'll do it on the, should I dial?
Yeah, you should dial.
Okay. I'm not going to give the number to my wife, so that's fine.
That doesn't make TMF tones anyway.
Oh, I fucked up. Hang on. There we go. So that should, hang on here. Do-do-do. I bet you she's not going to be, there. She might be there. Hello, sweetie. And she can phone. Everyone does that. All guys do that. They talk to her. Answer the phone. Oh, she's not going to answer the phone. That's going to suck.
You don't have an answering machine I should hang up on?
Yeah, you do. We do, but wait if it picks up. Hang up on the answering machine. Yep, hang up. Okay. I'm going to call back again because I bet you she's there. She just
got to do the double call back.
Yeah. I hate this shit.
Here's some dialing music.
There you go. We're back to the... Okay, we're phoning again. Speakerphone.
Hello?
Hi, it's me.
Oh, my goodness, you're loud.
Yeah, I know. I'm on the air and there's like 150 people listening right now.
Great.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
Good. How's the dog?
The dog is sleeping peacefully.
Is he? That's because I took him to the beach and beat the fucking shit out of him today. I'll be explaining. Remind me that. I've got to explain how to beat the fuck out of your pit bull. I've got that shit down. Anyway, can you do me a favor?
What's that?
Can you go out to the van?
Uh-huh.
And inside the van is my backpack.
Okay.
And now on the top of my backpack is this weird little piece of fabric that looks like it's for holding a shovel. That's right on the very top of the backpack, but it's Velcro and it's closed. But if you open it up, there's a little white piece of, like a tag that's sewn in there, and it's got a NATO stock number on it.
Oh, yeah, you need the stock number.
I need the NATO stock number, honey. Can you do that for me?
I can do that for you.
That'd be great. Not many wives can you phone up right out of the blue and say, honey, can you go out to the battle van and just crawl over all the South African webbing that's there and find the NATO stock number on my assault rucksack? That'd be great. Are you going to do that now?
Yeah, it's dark.
Oh, you're outside now. That's right, because this is the cordless. So,
yeah.
How's it going? The sliding door should be open.
Yeah.
Is it open?
That was good.
Yeah, handy, huh? You don't have to, like, go grab keys and stuff. So, do you see it there?
Actually, I just need to get my flashlight because it's completely dark in there.
Oh, yeah, I guess it would be. Yeah, because it's dark now. Do you know where your flashlight is? Hello?
Hello.
It's dark. Do you know where your flashlight is? It's 8 o'clock. Do you know where your flashlight is?
I think it's in my toolbox.
This is true, because the dark one actually does all the building. I'm fat and useless.
You just sit in a chair, eh?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't do sweet fuck all. I just kind of sit there. And she like,
get me some more moon pies.
And I'm like, I need a moon pie. She's like, what's a moon pie? Do you know what a moon pie is, honey?
No. But I got my flashlight now. My toolbox.
Okay, we're out of the toolbox. Out we go to the van again.
Got my mag light.
Got your mag light?
Yeah.
Excellent. That's good product placement, honey. We'll get that check from mag light yet. In between them and Eagle Industries, we got it fucking dialed.
Okay,
are you ready?
Actually, yeah, just open up the
little rippy thing there.
Yeah, you'll hear it soon.
Holy cow, don't wreck the bag. What are you doing here? It's supposed to tear, honey. Don't make a new hole. That was really loud.
Oh.
Honey, how much are you tearing here?
All of it.
She gets aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What are we doing?
I'm trying to find it.
We need a play-by-play.
You know the what I'm talking about, right? It's on top of the actual rucksack itself.
Yeah.
Do you see it there? There's like a little white tag, and it says NSN, and then a number.
Well, you know what? I'm holding on to two things at the same time, trying to...
Well, you can stick the phone in the crook of your shoulder kind of thing. That's kind of easy.
Oh, this is too small.
Oh, shit.
It's one of those microphones.
Yeah, it's one of those ones you have to use.
Tiny phones.
I have to stick it in. What? Oh,
strap it to your head.
Who the fuck thought that up anyway? That's just the dumbest thing ever, to make phones so goddamn small you can like get them lodged in your ear and you got to go see the doctor to get your fucking cell phone out of your head. That's horrible.
So it's supposed to be on the top?
Okay, rucksack, right? On top of the rucksack, there's the flap that closes down, that closes and everything, right?
Yeah, it was flipped up.
Okay, now, yeah, that's right, because I had to pull the laptop out of the rucksack because I had to do the short frame out. So you close that down, and on top of the very rucksack itself, like, when everything's down and everything, you'll see, like, this little piece of fabric that's looped.
Yeah, the Velcro thing.
Yeah, that's right. Right? So when you open that up, there should be a tag inside, right?
Normally,
but it's not there.
I saw it the last time you did this. But I don't see one here right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind then. We'll just cancel last. Thank you very much for all your efforts. I guess I'll try to find that myself when I get back here, unless I cut the tags out of the backpack for some fucked up reason. I don't know why I do that. But whatever. Okay. Thanks, Reedy. I'll see you later.
Okay.
Love ya.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
So that was my wife. But to catch up on this
very
backpack,
rare appearance.
Well, to catch up on this backpack, it's a weird thing because I got this backpack, right? I was down at Dave's Armor Surplus, where I buy all my good kit. And I'm in there, and there's this Bergen, like this rucksack. It's fucking huge. It's like a 9-liter ruck, and it's an internal frame. It's got an internal compartment for putting your sleeping bag. It's got a shitload of pockets. The thing's fucking massive.
Yeah.
It's also got airborne straps for hooking parachutes to and shit like that for doing
para. Oh, serious. Serious backpack.
And double stitched everywhere, like easily the quality of Eagle Industries, and they're like $100 each. And nobody else.
That's not bad.
No, that's fucking. Right? That's nothing. Man.
Yeah.
So I'm like, whoa, dude. So I buy it. And then I replace all the buckles with FastX buckles and stuff like that.
And you do the mods.
And I do all the mods to it, you know. And it's good to go now, you know what I mean? But now when I bought it, they told me it was a South African assault para recce Bergen, which
okay.
means it's... It's actually not assault. Pardon me. It's a parachutist, so it's an airborne reconnaissance rucksack from okay. South Africa.
Okay.
And the color pattern matches and everything. But while, you know, doing all my mods and going to the backpack, burning all the threads and all that stuff, I find this tag, which is right where I said it was, but I guess it doesn't seem to be there right
it's
now. But
disappeared
I,
mysteriously.
I don't think she's looking in the right spot, but I'll you know, whatever.
You'll
you,
sort it out.
You know, it's in a dark van in you know,
right.
whatever.
She's
so
holding a phone and a flashlight.
You know,
and,
she doesn't know what the fuck she's doing. So I'm like, okay. So... On this is a NATO stock number.
Okay.
Which I'm like, NATO stock number on this backpack.
That's interesting.
From South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I checked, South Africa's not part of NATO.
Hmm.
So
that
why
is interesting.
Why is there a NATO stock number, which has to be assigned by NATO for their cataloging? Because every few years, NATO puts out this big catalog set of CDs where they give a description of what that NATO stock number is so they can find
it. Maybe it didn't originate in South Africa then, or something strange is going on.
I don't know. So what I want to do is I want to find out what that NATO stock number is and put it out on the air so that anyone who's... Because I know we got some military listeners, so they can go to their QM
out.
Guys and go, hey...
Trip through the book.
Yeah. Just go like, hey, what's the NATO stock number for? And they'll be like, oh, that is one of the Black Ops stock numbers. For Kennedy backpacks, you cannot actually look this up. Quickly, go smoke some ganja, and then we will give you the secret truth. But anyway, sorry, I was just pandering to the music in the background. But no, seriously, so I'm like, oh, so I got this really fat backpack, and it's really, really cool. And to go with it, I bought a set of South African webbing.
Nice.
Which is, like, amazing. It holds 12 magazines, which is, like, 360 rounds worth of ammunition on standard web gear.
That's a lot.
Yeah, 12 mags. I'm like, Canadian Armed Forces only carry, you know, 4 mags, which, I mean, we don't actually have enough bullets in the Canadian Army to put that many bullets
in. That lasts 5 years.
We don't do shit with it, you know, but I'm like, wow, you know. So I never actually heard anything about the South African forces, but they're, like, not to be fucked with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They make some high-speed gear.
Yeah.
You gotta see this shit. And it's all, like, in this brown, kind of coyote brown scrub bush mesh and all this kind of shit. It's really, really cool.
Nice.
So if I go to Burning Man again, I'll be sure to bring all my shit with me. It's really, really slick. Anyway, so I was all tight, and I bought that, and I modded it out and everything, but got the webbing, and I put the kukri on the webbing.
Nice.
So I'm, like, all, like, completely combated out, which is kind of nice. Which is kind of nice. And...
Shit goes down.
In case it goes fucking sideways, I am good to go. Let me tell you. You know, I don't got a gun, but, you know, I'm good to go. Otherwise,
she can pretend.
I'll use my kukri to get a gun. And today, Peacemaker bought me a coat.
And I can see it over
which
there.
Which is over there right now.
Nice.
And, yeah, it's amazing. It's this...
It doesn't come with the cow, but...
It doesn't come with the cow. Well, I got better use than that fucking cow did anyway. Screw you, hippie. And, it's this really cool, like, total Indiana Jones bomber jacket. That's black, it's got heavy, it's got, like, internal pockets that are all secret and shit.
Super keen.
Yeah, it's like, looks like a bomber jacket. It even has a furry collar that you can take off, which I've taken off.
Don't want the furry collar?
Well, it's a little, you know, fucking gay. But anyway, so I'm like, whatever. But yeah, so I'm all like, that's going to be my full-on, you know, hunting Sasquatch.
Oh, yeah.
Thing, which is something I'm thinking about doing. I want to start... I've always said...
Well,
I
we're
get
in the right
the,
area.
Well,
aren't we?
Well, yeah, and there's lots of info, and I've been always talking about, you know, doing more
getting
kit selection
stuff. Yep.
I'd like to do some SKTFM.TV stuff that's a lot more in line with kit selection. Like, shit, we could do whole episodes.
People like that.
Oh,
people
kit
love
selection.
The kit
you know,
stuff.
And how to modify your kit and keep it all there and, you know, a well-run militia kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know,
never really outfitted anything on SKTFM. You showed stuff, but never put stuff
on
the
I could just start from the feet, work your way up, look at all these different footwear, what to look for in footwear. I mean, you could go, like, footwear alone, you could do probably 20 minutes on that, why it's good, why it's bad, blah, 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 who designed what, yada, yada.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm doing lots of reading on SAS stuff right now, and, you know, all that good shit. Which, incidentally, don't fuck with the SAS, okay? If they're coming, leave.
Just leave.
Just leave. Just fuck off. It's not worth it. They will kick your ass, because they're really tough. Yeah, so I got this new coat, and the anniversary was just this week past.
Of?
My anniversary, my wedding anniversary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
April 4th.
Okay.
For everyone out there.
Mark it on your calendars.
Who gives a
boys
fuck
and girl.
Is my anniversary.
Yeah.
And I bought the wife, right? I had to go get her something, right? And it's, I guess, makes 4 years we're married, right?
What is that, like rock?
No, that's paper. No, that's flour.
Paper's the first one.
Yeah, there's paper, and then there's something
rock
that is leather.
Scissors.
And then there's, number three is leather.
Okay, that's pretty good.
And number four is flowers. It's called the flower anniversary.
Damn easy then, eh?
Well, not really, because everyone wants to get her flowers. That's pretty fucking...
You got to do something.
That's shitty. Yeah, you got to do something with that, right? So, or get her something really... Because she's a hardcore gardening fiend.
Yeah.
Right? She's like junkie gardener. And there was a lot of gardening shit. You ever checked out Lee Valley Tools? They sell, like, fucking woodworking and gardening shit.
Oh, yeah?
Like, you can get some fucking crazy gardening stuff, man. They got, like, gardening web gear and special forces, you know, airborne gardening kits and fucking nuts. So I'm like, whoa, dude, like, there's some serious-ass gardening shit on the go. So I decided that, you know, she didn't have any pruners. So I said, I got to get her some pruners, you know?
You need those.
Well, yeah, and I'm like, I go down there, and I'm like, yeah, give me some high... You got any pruners? Oh, yes, sir, we have pruners.
We got walls of pruners.
And like, well, what's your best pruner we have? Those would be, I believe they're called the FEMA, or the Frida pruners from Switzerland.
The Freedom pruners.
these pruners from Switzerland.
Oh, man.
And I'm like... Now, when I say pruners, I got to make sure we're on the same fucking net here.
Well, there's lots of ones. There's like a really long
I'm talking
ones
about the ones you hold in one hand that look kind of like glorified scissors.
Yeah.
Okay, but they're curved, and you cut branches with them and shit, but nothing more than like half an inch thick. It's all like for, snipping.
Yeah.
I call them snips. Okay. But whatever. You know, where are them fucking snippy things? So,
give me the snips.
So, I'm in there, and I'm like, oh, those look pretty high speed. Yes, yes, they've got replaceable blades. They're all made of Swiss steel, blah, 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 blah. You know, these fucking highbrow pruners.
Let me take them out of the display case.
Yeah, well, no, they got them in a special case, you know, this fucking hovers, you know, and no one's touched them, and they're human, and there's this fucking dude who's got all his hair shaved except for this bun in the back wearing a kimono. He's like, pruner. So I'm like, holy shit. So he shows me these things, and I'm like, oh, how much are these? Oh, these are $86. They're fucking pruners!
Whoa.
Are these the best ones?
Yes.
All right. So I buy them. And, I have to.
Yeah.
Because she puts up with this shit where I show up with, like, an entire South African airborne reconnaissance kit at layout.
Yeah.
And she's like, wow, what are you going to do with that? I'll be ready for stuff. Right on.
I got to rearrange it again and again.
And I can rearrange it and make sure I put different life support systems in there and see how many magazines we can hold. You know, stuff like that, honey.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great, Joe.
But
so,
what's it for?
But, why would you need that exactly? And when your friends are going, hey, Sean, that's great. Why you got all the assault gear, Sean? Well, I just think it's handy to have.
Some are like cool. Some are like scared.
So like, why do you have all the assault gear, Sean? I mean, you don't play airsoft. What are you doing, man? So it's a little freaky. But, yeah. So she puts out with that, so I got to get her a nice present. So I got her that.
Yeah.
And then she goes and gets me stuff. She got me like three things. Two of them were not really for me. One of them was...
Are they flower associated?
No. One of them was a digital cable thing I needed to make my VCR work so we could watch DVDs.
Oh, okay.
But that was kind of for us.
Yeah.
I got a book on JTF2.
See, it goes
fucking flowery.
Booked after 15 minutes.
Music. I swear to God.
I put Rant Radio in the background, but we're on Rant Radio.
But and it'd be like this weird echo effect.
Oh,
this is why we're the most successful industrial radio station.
Sorry, because it doesn't do shit secret? After 15 minutes.
What's our secret, man? Fucking consistency. That's
exactly.
Our secret. I swear to God. Anyway.
Okay, so you got the VCR DVD
thing. So I got that thing. I got a book on the JTF, which is the Canadian Special Forces, which should be called the JAF, the Just About Forces, because they haven't done fuck all.
Yeah.
And they bugged the shit out of me. And never have I been so sure that I didn't want to be associated with any special forces group than I did with these particular group. But anyway, that's a whole other show.
Special as in special?
No, they're probably badass. It's just that, like, oh, don't get me wrong, the Canadian Army, okay, a lot of people are like, whatever, you're a bunch of bags. Okay, don't fuck with the Canadian Army, okay, because the soldiers are good people. The problem is all the officers, we need a good war to cull out all the officers, because Vietnam happened to the States, and they got to frag all their officers, right? Well, we need that for Canada so we can kill all these fuckers. There we go, that's better.
That's a bit better.
So, I'm like, all right, fine. Who is that? Turn that up. Is that a puck ring?
VNV, the Masters.
VNV Nation? What, you got the VNV station on the go, or what?
No, I got one of the top ones.
Oh, did you?
They get enough listeners. So
all right.
I usually go for the bottom ones.
Yeah,
I got to keep up in the stats.
And they're on the bottom for a reason.
I think they might be, yeah.
Fuck,
yeah.
I swear to God. But anyway, where was I with this? Oh, yeah, so I lost my place.
Help me. Sorry. I was looking for radio
you
stations.
You don't listen to me.
I was looking for radio stations to make
fuck.
It exciting. It was your third present. It was...
Oh, yeah. It's one of them George Foreman steak grilling things.
No way.
I got one of those. Those things are the shit, man.
Are they?
Yeah. Oh, they're awesome. I can make a fucking full-size steak in 3 minutes. I take it out of the...
Really?
I'm not even kidding.
Because it cooks on both sides. Right?
Medium rare, man. Bang. And I'm like, yeah, bitch, break out the barbecue sauce. Which, by the way, barbecue sauce is a food group.
For you, anyway.
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
It's at the top of the food chain.
Oh, fuck yeah, man. Barbecue sauce is not the problem. It is the solution. Mashed potatoes, vegetables, rice, fuck, you name it, man.
I can't eat barbecue sauce because of you.
Why?
Because every time I went over to your house, like 2, 3, 4 years ago, there's barbecue sauce on everything.
Fucking
it's like,
hey, man. Barbecue sauce is the
it's
shit.
Like, I just can't take it anymore. It's like, it's Sean's house all over again.
Like, he's got post-Sean's house distress disorder.
That's right.
I swear to God, man, barbecue sauce is the fucking good, man. And it, like, if people want to send me stuff, send me barbecue sauce. Different types
of
barbecue sauce.
Send them a collection of barbecue sauce.
Oh, fuck, I dig barbecue sauce.
From all over the world.
My barbecue
send
sauce.
South African barbecue sauce or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, fucking crazy Russian barbecue sauce made from, like, I don't know, Chechens or something. Fucking crazy. Anyway, so yeah, so I got that. That thing is the shit. So if you can steal one of those, do it. They're fucking
nice.
Good. Yeah, but
I'll put my tofu in it.
Well, actually, you can. That's just it.
No, but I think they grow
vegetables like a motherfucker. They're awesome. Oh, yeah. You can get big.
I have
ones.
My veggie burgers and stuff like that.
You could do that. I never tried burgers. Fuck, I should do that. I'm like grilling everything. I'm like, come here, Ranger. Hi. Well, that's what I was gonna say. Is how to beat the shit out of your pit bull.
Okay.
Yeah, I damn near killed.
You took him to the beach.
I took him to the beach.
Okay, dogs like that. The water, the sand.
What you have to be able to do is have to have him be able to chase the ball. If your dog chases the ball, here's how you kill your dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aside from the story that you've told before.
Which is?
Throwing the ball down a hill.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. But that works with things. That particular dog was like one of them little fucking, what are those dogs called? The, you know those. The Cocker Spaniel.
Okay.
But a pit bull is a little bit different because they're really tough. So they can run up and down hills until they're blue in the fucking mouth. And your arm will give out before that dog does. So you're screwed.
Yeah.
So what I did was I went out to the beach, went down to the beach, and I got two balls. You need two balls. You throw one direction. When he gets close, but when he runs back, you throw the ball the other direction. So his run time is huge back and forth.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Now, when I first got him, that's what I did. But, however, Ranger is not to be fucked with. Now, Ranger, see, he doesn't get tired. He just gets bigger. So now, after, like, then I added a new thing where he would run, and I got this little ball on a rope, which he would grab onto, and he would pull and yank on it, yank on it, and then I let go and then throw the ball again.
Okay.
And then he'd come back and pull the yank on it. That worked for a while. That tired him out. But now he doesn't get tired anymore. Now he can, like, rip the whole fucking car door off after catching it.
Have you put him on, like, a rope and spun him around yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah? Yeah. He climbed the
pit bulls are good like that because their jaws just go chomp.
They're strong, right? And then he's up on my back and everything, and I'm like, fuck! Right? So he's not getting tired now. So I'm like, okay, we need to graduate to, like, SAS levels of exercising the dog. So what I do is, I now go down to the beach and I look at my beach cam to see when the tide's out.
Yeah.
And I go out when the tide is out. So he's running back and forth on the sand. I do that to warm up. And then I go out in the surf up to my knees.
Yeah.
But, see, that's up to his chest, like almost his head.
Yeah.
And then what I do is I throw the ball sideways down the beach, not out, so he has to run back and forth.
And he has straight back for you, right?
Yeah, and he grabs the ball, and the ball floats, and he runs back to me, bounding against the surf. Each pass is about 100 feet of him running with the surf against his chest and waves hitting him in the side of the head.
Yeah.
And I did this for, like, 80 fucking times. This morning when
he's
he got
still going though.
Yeah. Oh right? Yeah. Oh no. Yeah.
He's not giving up.
He'll do it until his heart explodes.
Yep.
This morning when he got up, his bones set like fucking concrete, man. He's like, he's really feeble. He goes over, eats some food. I'm like, what's the matter, Ranger? What's wrong, motherfucker? Don't want to go play, huh? You dopey fuck. But you know, so that was actually 2 days ago I did that.
Yeah.
But today I took him down there again and did it again, and he's just, you know, he's just getting bigger. So I figure if I run him in the surf like that every day for about 6 months, eventually his feet won't touch the ground because he'll have too much muscle, and he'll be like this little stick ball.
Oh, man.
That'll be the end of him. Yeah. Great dog, though.
I got the compressor working now.
The compressor.
You noticed. Yeah, you got little lights
going
on.
Well, that's always been there. But
and when you yell, it doesn't get loud.
Well, that's fucking cool.
Nice, yeah. So well, I got to get
what
another.
What did you do before?
I just didn't know how to work it.
Oh, so
I've only had it for a year.
What, you download the manual or what?
No, I just played around with it last show because it was on that other microphone last show.
Oh,
it was
like
sounding like shit, so I had to really crank with it, and then I was like, oh, that's how it works.
Cool.
So I have to buy another one of these for myself and put myself in the other one.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So we're like.
So you can yell, you can be quiet, and it doesn't matter.
Well, that's handy because totally I'm important.
Awesome. Yeah.
I'm important. Okay. On with the show. Getting to the show. Feedback. Now, this is a good one here. I'm not going to give this guy's name.
Okay.
I hear you talking about herbal remedies and alternative forms of medication. I'd say every fourth or fifth show, and I need some help. I've noticed that my mild OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, has become a raging inferno and is making my social life hell. I spent 10 good years getting control of my anger, and lately my control is beginning to slip. Since I live in Oregon with an unemployment of 7.8%, finding any kind of work is quite hard. let alone something I'm capable of doing, high tech. I have no health insurance, I don't qualify for state-assisted health insurance, and therefore I felt like getting jacked up on all kinds of drugs by, and therefore if I felt like getting jacked up on all kinds of drugs by some quack who only sees me as dollar sign, I still couldn't. I am terrified of seeking help in the psychiatrics as I've been fucked over so many times by them. I remember you mentioned neurotonin was marketed for bipolar, even though it's an anticonvulsant, anticonvulsant medication. Yeah, I got jacked on 1,200 milligrams a day for that shit for bipolar disorder and 300 milligrams of Effexor for depression. On that shit, my sense of reality was so far gone, I was talking to cops every other day. Can you believe they let me drive? Anyway, I'm losing friends by the day, and I don't know if I'm just an asshole or if I'm getting a little unneeded help from psychological disorders, but I was hoping on the great internet might know of ways to self-medicate and improve self-therapy for OCD. Anything would be helpful. Okay, for obvious reasons, I'm not going to give this guy's name out. Okay, it's about two different things. Now, I don't know much about this.
Yeah.
The number one thing I would recommend is, dude, go to the fucking library. Curse to yourself as you go buy and get a library card, okay,
yeah.
And read about this shit, okay, so you know. Right out of the box, if you're looking for an alternative medicine that will help you, it's all about the St. John's wort baby.
Uh-huh.
Natural fucking Prozac, okay?
Even Joe.
Yeah. Well, it's very mellowing.
Yeah.
If you, that should get you through the night. If that doesn't work, if you're like, oh no, man, St. John's wort isn't doing it for me, smoke weed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, smoke weed has a way of taking the edge off of stuff. I get really angry. I probably have a few disorders of my own. But I find that if you can smoke a little bit of grass, and I just mean grass, like everyday, you know, grass. Marijuana, of course.
Yes.
That can sometimes help. But by all means, you want to go find yourself a holistic health practitioner. There are people who look into this. Okay, if you're like... completely, if you're this concerned and you're losing friends and stuff, I'm sure if you talk to your friends and say, listen, dude, I've got a problem. I don't know what it is. I need to find a holistic health dude. Go by word of mouth. Don't go cold.
No.
Because there's a lot of cracks and quackpots in that world. Check that out. But go that way. For immediate response right now, I would go with St. John's wort or weed. And that is a full Band-Aid. That is not treatment, okay? That's just something to get you, keep you alive. But you got to find yourself a holistic health practitioner. You got to be really careful with holistic health, too. Because a lot of people are like, well, it's holistic. It can't hurt you. No, there's lots of shit in the holistic world, which is really, really bad. If people start asking for an exorbitant amount of money, walk away.
It'll be the Scientologists helping you.
Yeah, you got to be careful, because that's who they prey on, man. They prey on people who want stuff like that. Okay, so I hope that helps. Very cool website. I went to Art Politic.
Yes.
And holy fuck, is that ever cool. No Deal has done, like, an amazing job. And it's got
There's such good artwork there. It's amazing.
And the new site layout's fucking incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like this total fucking dossier.
Well, it looks like a military dossier. And
yeah.
It's like, oh, it's so nice.
It's so nice. If you guys, like...
the talent there. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a definite checkout. So it's free. Go check it out. Fuck, it's very, very cool.
Artpolitik.org, I believe it is.
Yeah, artpolitik.org. Right? Very cool. Check that shit out. Very, very, very cool. And that's all by our man No Deal, who is a crazy fucking web ninja. So very, very cool. Going through the general news tonight from Alien Binary, Tough Love. Mom gave you another shiner? Stick some bikers on her. Biker gangs are famous for abusing things. Booze, drugs, nosy cops. But there's a line. So Bikers Against Child Abuse, a 30-chapter gang founded in 1995, sees to it that grown-ups pick on someone their own size. Bikers have attitude. We put it to work for the children, explains the BACA treasurer Bob Towns. With help from the pigs, or police, the BACA organizes rides to visit at-risk kids and offer support and offers support they may not get at home. Each child also receives a badass vest and a group photo sure to intimidate would-be abusers. Kids are then assigned two BCAA members who are always on call for friendly chats or, if need be, facial arrangements. To introduce old Uncle Chester to broken wild turkey bottles, motor to BACUSA.com. So,
it's always good to hear about...
Well,
that kind of
cause fucking
people helping people.
Oh, yeah. And I'm all about, like, oh, child porn or child abuse, and these bikers want to fuck shit up? Great.
they're probably the best people to deal with that kind of thing.
You would be on my team. That's really cool.
We're the same team.
We're the same, you and me. We're the same, don't you see? So it works out really well. I was really pleased about that. Toy guns are bad! New York is suing Walmart.
New York. Well, somebody has to.
Walmart on Thursday suspended all sales of toy guns in New York stores after the state's attorney general sued, creating the nation's largest retailer of selling toy guns that lack required safety markings to distinguish them from real weapons.
Really?
Toy guns have orange caps on their barrels. And boy, does that look fucking stupid. As required by federal law. They don't have the non-removable orange stripes down the barrels. The barrel length that New York law requires. There has to be an orange stripe down the barrel to show this is a toy. Why don't you just paint them neon pink, for fuck's sake? Attorney General Elliot Spitzer's lawsuit contends. Safety experts say the brightly colored markings help police officers distinguish toy guns from real weapons. Why do they need to? If a guy's robbing a bank and he's got a gun and it looks like a gun, shoot the cocksucker.
Yeah.
What's the big fucking deal?
He's threatening someone, right?
If two kids are outside and they're playing guns, and they look like real guns, they're probably not real guns. Common sense prevails.
Deal with the situation as it is, right?
I don't know why they would do that. So that was sent to me by, I think, Alien Binary also sent me that, and he tacked this on. Here's the link for it. He says, I do believe permanent orange stripes can be painted over with a nice can of spray paint. Also available from your friendly Walmart store. Just goes to show you the lawyers are evil bloodsuckers and should be scouring the earth for general sprudity. So, yeah, that's all I got for general news this week. What do you got? You got some feedback there, Sim?
I got a bunch.
You got a bunch?
Okay, well.
That's a swap. What's up?
To start it off, we are in the media again, Rant Radio.
We
made it into the Computer Paper, which is a local Canadian paper. And if you remember a couple months ago, the guy named Peter Tupper came
by. Very cool guy, yep.
And here's the link to go take a look at it. And it, like, spans four pages. I haven't read it.
I just saw it today, which is kind of cool.
And the best part is, actually, the best part's at the bottom of one of the pages. Let me just flip to, like, page 74.
Should I read this or should you read this?
You read it, because you haven't read it yet.
Yeah.
And it's totally funny.
Okay, where are we at?
The last sentence on the left-hand page there. At 10 p.m. Don't pre-read it.
Sorry.
Last one.
At 10 p.m., the broadcast ends. Kennedy goes in the living room to slump in an armchair and eat chocolate.
That's who's eating all the chocolate.
Meanwhile, O'Brien has another Winamp playlist streaming along out to the fans. Rant Radio continues.
Yeah, so.
I slump in the living room and eat chocolate.
I don't remember that.
I'm sure he should have said Kennedy waddles into the living room.
Barely squeezing through the door.
Passes through the door, lubing himself with Vaseline so he can clear the tight hallway, which is only 8 feet wide. Fucking homo. Hey, Peter, fuck you. We do this out of the goodness of our hearts, out of our time, out of our pocket, explains O'Brien. We can't stop, adds Kennedy.
We can't stop.
Referring to the chocolate.
I can't stop eating this. It's great.
I can't stop eating this chocolate because, you know, I'm so fucking fat. Fucking weird little freak. Anyway, whatever.
Anyway, it's a good write-up. Take a look at it.
He's a cool guy. Thanks a lot.
All the scans are online. All the text is online.
Say what you want to say, but spell my name right. Yeah!
I spelled my name C-I-M, so, you know.
Did he?
Yep.
Well, it's Sim.
Sim. Like Sim. In Sim City and
whatever.
The Sims.
Well, you might have. Yeah. Maybe his editor did that. Sim? There's no such word as Sim. He must mean Sim this way. What else you got?
And I've got an email from a guy in Germany. It says, for the best internet radio worldwide, I think so, but I think, too, that many other people think alike. Sorry for my bad English, but my mother tongue is German, you know. No question, you and or the team make a great job, of course. If I've time, I'm online on Rant Radio. The sounds are very fine on my Mac. Yeah, I've had a Macintosh, the best machine for the best music. So I must end here. The news will coming now.
Excellent.
I love that.
Don't even try to fuck with that. That's
no,
amazing.
You can't fuck with the Germans.
Okay, what else you got?
There is a... if somebody wants to redesign the Sean Kennedy page, it really needs a redesign.
Yes,
like
it does.
It's this bland kind of brown, gray, nothing.
I'm not that important. I don't do much for Rant Radio. Could someone please help me with my website? That'd be great.
So here's a forum topic. You go look there. Some ideas there.
Talk to Tim. Arrange it all. I don't give a fuck so long as it looks cool.
Yeah.
And, you know.
info@rantradio.com.
Yeah,
so
check it out.
Go hard.
Very cool. Thank you so much, though.
Yeah, because we really need that.
Yeah.
Because people are... I'm
and now we will put like a bigger direct link to get there and a way to get to the Photoshop.
We're working on that.
Are we?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Some good stuff going on.
All right.
Here it is. Another email. I can't remember about this one.
You're saying,
it says, Hi, Sean and Sim. Brian here. Love the show, which I first discovered doing a Google search for all things Time Cube. Great interview with Gene Ray, the Time Cube guy, by the way. Hosted and linked to you on Time Cube Central. Blah, blah, blah. Sort of a Time Cube fan page. Anyway, another issue dear to my heart is all things anti-Scientology. Your commentary on an earlier show found on the Rant Radio Archives was priceless. As a vocal critic of Scientology, I received the following email letter from a Scientology lawyer named Ava Paquette.
Hey, Ava, nice fucking name.
Yeah. These letters are affectionately known as Avagrams. And the
Avagram! That's fucking
Have an
rap.
Avagram.
Have an Avagram.
I got She's like their lawyer that sends out these letters.
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you suck my cock?
These letters are affectionately known as Avagrams in the Sino-critic community.
Oh, okay.
The crux of their complaint boils down to a few funny pictures I photoshopped about their so-called church. What angers me most is that none of the images they refer to are displayed or even linked on my website. They're simply stored offline on the server for safekeeping. Tell me these guys don't go out of their way to harass their critics. Nonetheless, I removed them to avoid a lawsuit, as recommended by my friend Mark Bunker, who runs ZenuTV.com, who probably knows his shit pretty good.
Yeah, I imagine you go to war with fuckers like that, you pretty much have to.
Yeah. His recommendation was to pick and choose my battles wisely, and unless I could start my own religion quickly, I probably wouldn't have the money to defend myself.
What did he just say?
I could start my own religion quickly, I probably wouldn't have the money to defend myself.
Really? I wonder if I can
start
if I can start my own religion quickly. Guess what, crew? Scientology's fucking with me. I'm the new messiah. Who's on my team?
Now who's in charge?
Now who's in charge, fucker? So let it be written, so let it be done.
Bring on the lawsuit.
You may as well call me motherfucking Pharaoh, ass wiper. Anyway, there'll be some donations then, bitch.
Yeah.
There'll be no tails of the afternoon.
Like, we got to fight some Scientology here. Who's with me?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, ass clown. And you know, I'd get major press for it.
Just put a
phone CNN and be all up there. Yeah. Why are you doing this? Because they're cocksuckers. And they're a UFO cult. And, well, they say... I'm not taking down the pictures. And I'm going to keep talking. Well, you can't keep talking. Well, they could put me in fucking jail. And if any cops show up, remember, it's nothing personal. We're all just soldiers here. Fuck.
And if I go to jail, things go very wrong.
Yeah, and we will kill one hostage every 15 minutes. You don't have any hostages. We'll get some fucking hostages. Hey, how's the Gold Star base doing, which is at this grid coordinates? Hope nobody has a fucking GPS and a guidance system building model rocking. Anyway.
As it continues. I value his opinion, though I've attached the set images to this email.
Nice.
My personal favorite is the sign Teletubbies. Tons of subtle Sino references. But I'm also proud of the protest scene I've incorporated into Frank's pizza image.
Nice.
Which I'm startled that the Sinos did not mention in their letter. Your friend and listener, Brian. Well, he took them down, so I put them up.
Attaboy, don't take no shit from no fucking Scientologists, neither.
There they are on the Sean Kennedy website.
Hey, Ava, suck my ass. Sean.
Have some of that, Ava. Yeah. You take it down on one site, they'll go up on 10.
Yeah, so fuck
off. So anybody feels like taking those off the Sean Kennedy site and putting it on their own?
Oh, yeah, art politics?
Spread them around. Yeah.
Maybe next week we'll Photoshop them, so then they're mildly altered. and then wow, yeah, okay, whatever. You can suck my ass. What else you got?
New show idea from TYD.
TYD?
He's a director at radioplay.org. Let me just post some links in the IRC there.
Sounds like a cool guy.
And has a lot of experience in internet radio play, and he needs voices and scripts to help him out with his project. So I posted a link to the forum, and here's a link to what he does. And he's basically looking for some help He says, Rant Radio Theater, a different story every show on any aspect or genre, fantasy, science fiction, mystery. However, with this, I would also have to organize people to do some voice acting, something I've experienced, and also allowing for scripts to be sent in any by any of the Rant Radio listeners. I'll write up the script for a half-hour show and start putting things together. However, I'm willing to take a great deal of responsibilities. I also need help. Anyone willing to lend a voice would be greatly appreciated. And once the show is up and running, I'd love to receive scripts or even ideas for show. Best way to do this would make every episode a standalone, much like the Twilight Zone or Outer Limits type stuff, except each episode deals with a particular theme, etc. So there you go. There's the link. Help out TYD and get a very cool show on Rant Radio. And you already mentioned the Art Politic, which No Deal sent to me as well. And as a follow-up from last week's show about somebody asking about donations to Rant Radio, there is a donation page up on Rant Radio now.
Cool!
And people have already started donating.
Wow.
So check it out.
Well, that's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's very cool.
So it's because we had a scare a couple weeks ago with the server
and shit.
And it's like, if it goes down, that's it for Rant Radio, right?
And I'm sure that if something did happen and we did need cash, we go, guys, we need money.
We need it,
please.
Now.
Right
now, it's okay.
Right now, we're okay, but if we do need it, we have got something there.
So people have been started the road on the donations for the backup server in case anything goes bad, and there is the link.
And just like it is with Tales of the After Now, don't break the bank.
Yeah. Okay, just give. If you can give, great. If you can't give, tell two people about the show or the station. That's the best thing you can do.
It's all about, because this is a radio station for the people. We're for the people. The little people.
That's right.
And the big fat people like me. So it's pretty
neat. Everyone in between.
Yeah. So very, very cool. Very, very cool. What else you got?
This is from somebody named Don. It says, Hi, I'm Don, and I've yet to listen to a single live broadcast of any shows on Rant Radio.
Oh, Don, I'm sorry, baby.
I'll probably have the occasion one day to tell you the absolute hell it took to get this far. Suffice to say, I've finally managed to acquire a cable signal, and here I am. I guess I'm listening to the Sean Kennedy Show, but it's still pre-recorded.
Damn it!
A lifelong friend of mine...
I have no idea why people are so insistent on hearing it live. You know, it's coming over speakers. There's no way
they can type in the IRC with other people that are hearing it live at the same time.
Well, that's kind of cool, I guess.
It is.
I mean,
they're participating.
I can't understand why anybody even listens to me anyway, so I don't know, whatever.
So the rest of it's even more of a mystery, right?
Yeah, it's all like, you know, the strange, bizarre world. But what's she saying?
A lifelong... It's D-O-N.
Right.
Him. A lifelong friend of mine basically turned me on to Rant Radio about a month ago. The thing is, he's been listening to you guys for years now. We seem to have a good number of similarities, so it seems silly that I've been listening to the Sean Kennedy Show now and found it funny. My birthday is October 14th, 1973.
Oh, wow, so we're born pretty close together. I'm born October 23rd.
There you go.
Oh my God, it's my brother!
In respect of your time, I'll save the other stuff for later so you can read or not read it at your leisure. I'm going to upload a rant to your FTP. I'd like you to basically evaluate it for me. This is the third one I've made. It's a fun rant. Anyway, I need to be critiqued with some...
No fun rants. We only do really serious rants.
Yeah, no banana rants.
What the fuck?
Yeah, nothing like that.
Yeah, no.
It's a fun rant and not just my friends. I'll have a few more I'll send to you if you think there's potential. One rant is kind of personal. I'd really like a critical eye on it as well.
Okay, before I even hear this rant, buddy, if you like doing rants, rant. But the number one thing is you cannot give a shit what anybody else says.
Because then you'll break down and cry.
Yeah, because let me tell you, man, the internet is a merciless fucking place.
Especially the mercy of MIRC.
Hear what I'm going to tell you. Start screaming, people will listen. Repeat. Okay, that's all there is to it. There's no fucking, you know, if you give a fuck about what anybody else says, say what you mean and mean what you say and just fucking do it and have fun and make it kind of entertaining and rock on. Don't worry about critiquing. It's like these assholes are like, I want to be a writer, so I'm going to join a writing group. Fuck that. All you need to be a writer is a library card and a typewriter. Fucking go.
And a lot of writing.
And a lot of paper.
Go.
Just fucking do it, you know.
That's how we did it here. We've been on the radio
a long fucking time now. A healthy supply of Dr. Pepper helps.
Yes.
That's
the fuel for tonight.
I mean, yeah, pretty much. But yeah. You know, like, there is no...
Just do it some more.
Just fucking go and don't stop.
Next. Keep in mind, I've been working with three weeks' experience and used together, blah, 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 blah.
Dude, you worry too much. Fucking give her shit.
I made the first rant, which I'll send later a few days before Darren gave me the Sean Kennedy rant CD. You'll definitely get inspirational props afterward, though. The other stuff. I went through some serious life crap here at the first of the year and realized a lot of things I've forgotten thanks to the everyday. For instance, I realized a large part of why I am so pissed off about everything stems from the fact I had to accept death at such an early age.
What?
Except, I don't know.
Okay.
Amazingly enough, I'm finally talking to someone who knows what the fuck I'm talking about. I don't want to go too far into it, but since I'm actually going into this bit for a bit in a rant, but once you realize that you're going to die, it could happen any moment. Why the hell should you want to build anything? I suppose I have my own way. Learned, studied, etc. I was pretty much figuring out what was going on. As I mentioned before, I was swamped by life for a number of years, and when I woke up again, I was changed. All that rage and frustration started leaking out through the things I was saying. Man, it felt good too. Darren and I ran into each other after not seeing each other for years. Kind of rare circumstance for finding a long life friend. He was there right before my life went to shit again, and when I came out of it, and he heard the things that I was saying, and he gave me discs of years of rant radio programming.
Oh wow!
He introduced me to rant radio because he knows me and he knew I could jump at this. He was right. He mentioned to me that you guys were willing to meet pretty much anyone.
Oh, yeah.
It would be difficult for me, but I would drag his ass up there to meet you guys in a person if that's what it will take. I know you were going. I know we're going to Burning Man, but I'm not well known for my vast capacity for patience. It occurs to me that it seems like I'm asking for something I haven't a clue what it is. I guess I'm just shooting for a chance for us to know each other and work together. As Darren pointed out, we're not listeners, we're you. By the way, Sean and I need to get together in this cult thing. It's cool that he mentioned to wanting to revive it Monday, since I've been thinking about it since I've tried to pull it up on the website. And of course, I have a show project I'd like to discuss with you at some point as well. I have ideas, lots of ideas. At any rate, check out the file. You going to say something?
No. Okay. No, I'm sitting here.
Check out the file. Let me know what you think. Hope to hear from you soon. Okay, so I nutted up and sent you all four. Employment screen rant came first, and I actually started a couple days before I received the Sean K rants. I was going to this weekly local show at this club downtown a friend of ours runs called The Rant. For a dollar, you get on stage and get to rant or whatever. Proceeds go to the Athens Humane Society.
Well, that's cool.
We've actually been talking about setting up to feed over a broadcast. Alas, I digress. And that's where it all started for me originally. The rest of the order is Changing People, Cull the Herd, and Rumbling Sky. I consider the first two to be social rants, the third one my rage rant, and of course the final rant is more or less telling you what I'm all about. See ya, Rumbling Sky. So that was a couple months ago, actually.
Oh, okay.
Because I've been going, you know, I get thousands of emails a month.
That's right, that's right.
So it takes a long time for me to get through them. So he actually has a show on Rant Radio now.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Well, good for him.
Mm-hmm. So that's all cool. And we're going to play his rants coming up.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to go to Burning Man, aren't I?
Well, you might.
I still have to buy Roto a ticket, too. Because I owe him a ticket, eh? So I'm buying,
that's right.
I'm buying Roto a ticket this year so we can go.
Mm.
And I've had people already email me and offer to buy me tickets, so
oh boy.
I will go.
Then you'll have to pay them back the tickets the year after.
No.
No more of that.
No more of that.
If you give Sean a ticket, it's too bad. You'll lose your ticket.
You're shit out of luck. You get to meet me. That's all there is to it.
That's your whole privilege.
I will suck you off in the middle of the desert. Just get me drunk enough.
Or other things.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw Assemblage 23. On the in Seattle on the 3rd.
Is that cool?
They're very, very, very cool.
Are they?
Play a lot of this stuff on the station.
Nice.
Also got some of that for the halftime.
Oh, nice.
I went down to Seattle. And somebody sent me in some Japanese gabber hardcore.
Japanese gabber hardcore?
Yes.
Ah, I got something for you to find.
Gobi sent it in.
I got something for you to find for me.
Yeah?
In the movie Blade.
Yes.
There are two girls on a stage and they're singing. During, they go into the bar, the vampire bar, and there's these two Chinese schoolgirls. I want to find out what song that is, and I want a recording of it.
I don't even know what kind of genre that is.
It's like Japanese-Chinese hardcore something or other. But
and
they're an actual...
really high voices. And,
yeah,
oh my
they're
God,
fucking
crazy.
Cool. I want to know what that is. If anybody knows what that is, or they got friends who are Japanese or some shit...
Email us, sir.
Or get a copy of it or something. I need that shit. I will use
that.
We
got to play that out.
I will use that in the Tales of the Act.
That is so crazy, that
stuff. Yeah. Okay, so very, very cool. Very, very cool. All right, so
and,
you're done?
That is it. I'm done, and we're going to go to halftime and play some stuff.
Sweet. So stick around. We got more news coming up.
Say some stuff first.
Okay, I'm going to say some stuff first. We got more.
I was talking.
Oh, what's that?
Because I was talking.
Oh, so you're not queued up, so you're all fucked over here.
Yeah, I'm all fucked over. But I'll be ready in about 1 second. Okay, well, I'm ready.
Wow. That was pretty good. It's like, wouldn't you like us to be your own little scroll bar? Instead of having that little thing about, oh, we're almost done. Okay, yeah, all right, go. All right, fucking rad. Anyway, yeah, so stay tuned. We got more news coming up after the halftime, so stick around, Jack.
This is Drew the Ranting Griffin, and I listen to Rant Radio because it's all about breaking shit.
My eyes divide the sky. The sirens You're listening to the best industrial on the net. You're listening to Rant Radio.
Who the fuck are you? That's who the fuck I am.
You people have been chosen to reveal our existence to the world. You will witness what happens here today, and you will tell of it later. You fucking excited motherfucker!
My name is Rumbling Sky. You want to start some shit? I want to start some shit. I'm going to hit you like a ton of fucking bricks.
So I go to a job interview the other day, and I'm talking with the manager, and everything's going fucking great, man. We agreed on pay, benefits, my schedule. I mean, I was fucking in. Then we go walking over to a computer, where after all of this, now I'm subjected to a 100-question personality quiz. Now, for those of you who have never been subjected to this form of interrogation, it's basically a 100-question quiz designed with the sole purpose of catching your ass in a fucking lie. The introduction to the questionnaire was full of all sorts of propaganda straight out of Hitler's handbook, including the ever-popular, "It is within your best interest to be honest. We can derive everything we need to know about you from the selections you make, especially if you were dishonest." And then a form prints out. At the bottom, it tells you to sign your name, and it basically states that you're giving them permission to decide whether or not they're going to hire you based on the answers to this questionnaire. And if you sign it, you're saying, sure, stop mud holes all through my rights. So, like any true American, I blindly signed the form. Now, once it started, it kept asking the same questions over and over, rephrasing them each time as if to catch me off guard. They kept asking questions like, have you ever stolen from work, or do you use drugs? But then they slip in the, have you ever planned a murder, or have you ever committed a murder and gotten away with it. I'm like, oh, what the fuck? But the kicker to the whole thing, the thing that really chapped my ass, was a question they only asked once. Question number 46. Do you think this questionnaire is fair?
What?
Back the fuck up. Okay, so halfway through a test that's supposed to determine whether or not I'm allowed to make a meager fucking living behind the cash register of a gas station, and they're asking me the same five fucking questions over and over in such a sloppy manner that even a five-year-old kid could figure out the pattern after having been twitted down at the beginning of the whole fucking process by a propaganda speech spout shit about how it doesn't matter if I tell the truth or not. They're still gonna find out everything they want to know. If this is when they decide to ask me if the questionnaire is fair, how could that possibly be fair? I'm only halfway through the fucking questionnaire. I don't know what the results are, how they affect me. I don't know who designed the questionnaire. I don't know how the results were proven. I don't know any fucking thing. So fuck no, it's not fair. And fuck you for thinking I'm too stupid to notice. See, if you know what you're looking for, you can spot a slave trap a mile away. I mean, what the fuck are we coming to when you have to use a personality quiz to decide whether or not you want to hire somebody? Am I just getting old or something? What happened to the time when you could sit down and meet somebody face to face and talk to them and get to know them a little bit, like a real human being? See, to me, it was all about question 46. Fuck everything else. It was the kind of test to determine if you're a corporate slave who's willing to lie, ignore, or be too fucking gullible to realize all the bullshit we'll be ass-crack feeding you for the rest of your fucking life. If you say yes, you're a circus monkey that'll do anything for a buck and jump through any hoops we tell you to, in the off chance it'll snow in hell and you'll get a 10-cent raise. If you say no, you're an independent, free-thinking person and are a threat to our slave trade market.
Oh, and I can hear people now.
You're just bitter because you didn't get the job.
Well, you know what? I didn't want the fucking job. Why would I want to be a slave? A corporate slave. I can see the trap coming. I'm not gonna jump right the fuck in it like you, asshole. I say, take a stand. Stand up for yourself and say, you know what? I'm fucking better than this. Because some of my being should not be decided by my decision to press A, B, C, or fucking D. Yours shouldn't be either. Don't settle for less just because the media, the corporations, and the government, and that asshole that lives next door who's also settling for less and trying to convince you that you have to do the same fucking thing because he has no fucking drive. He has to justify himself through you. That is bullshit. Bullshit. My name is Rumbling Sky, and I am the American Asshole.
Who the fuck are you?
That's who the fuck I am.
You people have been chosen to reveal our existence to the world. You will witness what happens here today, and you will tell of it later.
My name is Rumbling Sky. You want to start some shit? I want to start some shit. I'm going to hit you like a ton of fucking bricks.
Yeah. So you go out and meet yourself a guy. Given time, you realize, hey, this guy is really fucking cool. This guy is intelligent, nice looking, kind, sincere, motivated. Even if he doesn't have a career, he knows where he's going in life. Okay, and then so more time passes, and you might find yourself asking, I wonder how good a husband or father this guy might be. But the thing you should really be considering at this point is, how did he become so fucking cool? Well, there are a million answers to this question, but the one that really stands out to me is that, well, he didn't have you. And that's not to say that a woman can't make a guy more cool, because of course that's the general idea, but at this point in his life, that's one of the things that really makes him cool, is that he is himself. Now, chances are, this man has enjoyed a cornucopia of freedom and experiences. That's just what makes us who we are. And of course, as we all know, no one is truly perfect. Along with the good comes the less appealing aspect. And this is typically when a woman says,
that's okay, because I can change him.
Well, now, hold the fuck on there, Jezebel. I mean, of course you could change him. I mean, he's a guy, and he loves you, and he wants to make you happy. But at the same time, don't you realize what you're talking about here? You're talking about changing him. And despite your best intentions, you set out to change one thing and mess up like four or five completely different things. So if you're a woman who finds yourself saying that you can change your man, and later on you go,
he was so nice when we met, but he's so different now.
All I really need to respond with is the most efficient phrase to come from the 80s and say, duh, of course he's different. You set out to change him, remember? And if you don't like the results, then perhaps you shouldn't be fucking with something you don't understand. I mean, this is the real fucking deal here, ladies. One of the reasons why guys are so afraid of commitment is that they don't want to be changed. I mean, human beings are animals, for fuck's sake. And just like other animals, we all want to have a mate. And all we really need in a mate is someone to care about us, someone cool to spend time with, and basically, someone we can get through the everyday bullshit with. People who get into relationships with each other should complement each other, not change each other. If we didn't have any bad qualities, then we wouldn't know what any good qualities were, would we? So if I meet someone I'm interested in, I'll take a look at their good qualities, and then I'll consider all the bad ones. That's when I decide if I can put up with their bullshit. That's what it's really all about, isn't it? Caring about someone and being able to put up with their bullshit? So I guess this is a plea for sanity. Please learn to accept people for who they are. There are so many fucking people out there that you're almost guaranteed to find someone reasonably suited to your taste. So if he has qualities you don't like and he doesn't want to change, then move the fuck on. This doesn't solve every problem, but out of the millions of potential relationship problems, this can very easily be one less thing you have to worry about. So please remember, my name is Rumbling Sky, and I am the American Asshole.
Who the fuck are you?
That's who the fuck I am.
You people have been chosen to reveal our existence to the world. You will witness what happens here today, and you will tell of it later. You fucking excited motherfucker!
My name is Rumbling Sky. You want to start some shit? I want to start some shit. I'm going to hit you like a ton of fucking bricks. I'll probably be shot for sure with this one. But what the fuck is up with you people shooting animals for sport, huh? Seriously, what the fuck? You get all dressed up in your camo, creeping around the woods, wearing this neon orange crap so your buddy doesn't accidentally shoot you, which takes out half the fucking challenge right there. Then you have rifles that can shoot 6 fucking miles away, man, with laser sights and magnified scopes so precise that you can shoot the Hummer off a president at 600 yards. Seriously, you're using a gun to kill a frightened animal at a distance. If you really wanted to make hunting a sport, you'd fight a raging grizzly bear in chainmail with a broadsword like a real fucking sportsman. Try fighting a boar with a spear sometime, pussy. How can you call yourself a hardcore fucking hunting enthusiast if you haven't even hunted intelligent prey? Have you ever tried bow hunting in some random downtown city? Now that's a real fucking challenge right there. And if you're worried about being caught, bows are silent weapons. Arrows are practically untraceable. And if a bow's too large for you, then try a fucking crossbow. All I'm saying is, pick up something your own level, or higher if you want to call it a sport. If you want to dominate something, hunt it down and slay it mercilessly, you're making it way too fucking easy, pal. It's only amazing if it's got a chance of killing you first. I say, call the herd, motherfucker, because you never know, next time you're out there prancing in the woods, you may just stumble upon a real fucking hunter. Because my name is Rumbling Sky, and I am the American Asshole.
Honestly, have you ever seen anything like this?
I said, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just gonna bash your brains. I'm gonna bash them right the fuck in.
Don't you think that's a little weird? Psycho?
I'm here to set you free.
Actually, I look like a can of smashed ass.
The president has no fuck all about the Middle East or terrorism.
I just want to shit fast.
Who am I?
Rumbling Sky, motherfucker! Over the years, I've been asked what I'm all about. Why Rumbling Sky? What does it mean? When I chose Rumbling Sky in 1995, it just fit. It was perfect, but I never quite knew why. It's taken me 8 years, but now I finally understand. I guess you could say I'm here to kill you. Murder you, here, right now, in cold blood. Well, the old you, anyway, because what I'm trying to do is make you think. Make you question everything. We're being conditioned from birth to be complacent and controlled, forced to rely on the government for our everyday living. Don't believe me? Keep listening. I'm basically a guy who is forced to accept death by the age of 8 by a ruthless media pounding nuclear threat down our throats every fucking day. From movies of the week to nightly news specials, I was told time and time again all about how I could die any moment, or wish I had died while I slowly rotted from radiation poisoning. By the time Iran-Contra broke out, I realized just how fucked up our government truly was. That was at the age of 10. As I grew into an adult, there were many times when I was blindsided and distracted by life, and as they say, we tend to block out childhood trauma. Well, more than a decade later, I had a truly life-altering experience that sort of rekindled those lost childhood memories. I had a son. Just a few short months after my son's birth, my protective fatherhood instinct kicked in full swing. All of those memories resurfaced. Then I took a good, hard look at the world in the past 13 years, and I have to tell you, it is more fucked up now than ever. Plans conceived then are giving fruit now, and there is no way I can accept this world as one suitable for my son, and it shouldn't be suitable for your children either. Sure, our government has a few decent-looking programs, but they all have an agenda to a more subtle purpose. Welfare looks great. Yeah, let's give stuff to the poor people to help them get back on their feet. But people in the government know human nature and realize the easier we make it, the less people will work for it. So they built a social-economic trap to make people more reliant upon them. Don't believe me? Keep listening, because I'm not going to stop until I'm stopped. Don't you see? It's all about controlling you. Nobody should allow themselves to be controlled by another. Bite back at the hand that feeds you your portions of toxins, and then backhands the taste out your mouth for standing up and screaming loud and saying, you won't continue to settle for less than you're worth. Not from you, not from your employers, not from your community, and most definitely not from our government. Not from any fucking body, because goddammit, I'm worth something, and you're worth something too. When people say you have to take what you want in this world, they're right. Stigma is that taking something in general is wrong. Well, only if what you're taking doesn't belong to you. It's not wrong when you're taking back your self-respect for tyranny, now is it? Do it! Stand up, take responsibility for yourself. You are not your job, you are not what they tell you. You are what you want to be. You have that power. Right now, you have it. Use it. If you have family, friends, if you ever thought you were better than someone else, smarter, more mature, more responsible, if you're a human being who's capable of reason and intelligence, then you owe it to yourself, your families, your friends, and every being on this planet to question everything. So I guess you can say, I'm like a messenger. I'm like the darkening clouds overhead, the low rumble of thunder off in the distance, the rising humidity when you can almost feel the electricity in the air. And when the first few drops hit, you know the storm has finally come. That is why I am Rumbling Sky, the American asshole, because I tell it like I see it. And that is how it is. Any further questions about me should be directed to my agent, Desert Eagle .50. Have a nice fucking day.
You go back and tell them that I know, that she knows, that others will know. Not gonna be. Not anymore.
Oh,
Rad. So that was thanks to Mick J. He set us up with that. So thanks very much, man. Actually, I was watching the RSC. One of the few times I actually do watch the
and
RSC.
And it was a good thing.
And I saw it. I'm like, oh, fuck.
So
he
awesome.
He just put it up, and I'm like, bang. So I got there, and I downloaded it, and I just downloaded over it. And that's the power of the Internet, man.
How about
the power of the Internet.
How about that Japanese Gabber hardcore stuff?
That's
oh, my
fucking
God.
Rad. That that's was tight awesome. Shit. I want more of that, man.
Yeah.
That's like full-on mecha music right there. That's like stomping the shit out of people music going on there.
Oh, yeah. And actually, one second.
And yeah, it is called Chin Chin, and it is Chin Chin, and the song is called
Let's see, Bangwa Cherry. No, I think that's the group Bangwa Cherry. Yep. And
oh,
Chin
really?
Chin's the Chin Chin's the name of the song.
Ah, okay.
And if you like the Rumbling Sky rants, he has a show on Rant Radio. It's on Wednesdays at 6:30 called The Diagonal Perspective.
That's really cool.
So, yeah, he's
I've never
very
heard
talented.
Any of his rants. I've never heard any of his rants. And
neither did I before this. Like, that's the first time I heard him do.
That's pretty humbling. I'd say that he's probably got some really serious. I'd say that's a lot better than a lot of my shit that I've done.
Pretty intense stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of post production he's done there because I'm listening to it from a critical ear perspective. You know, just like there's no question
cool.
about talent. Yeah, dude, you got fucking huge talent. You've almost got like that's like more talent than a lot of the shit I've done.
Glad to have him on the stage.
That's easily better than oh fuck 80% of my. I mean,
some good stuff there.
Oh, wow. Yeah, oh, for yeah. sure, guy. That's awesome. Very, very cool. And, you know, when I hear stuff like that, it really kind of refreshes my feelings and stuff like that on the Internet. Because it's a funny thing about leaders. You know, the funny thing about leaders is they lead.
That's right.
And I've said that before. And it's hard for me right now because I'm just, you know, one man right now, you know what I mean? Like, before when we did the cult thing, and I've gotten a lot of email. I mean, I've gotten a lot of email about people like, Sean, yeah, I heard you're reviving cult and blah, blah. No, I'm not reviving cult. Okay, we gotta nail a few things down here. Okay, I am not reviving cult.
Because
cult didn't work. Okay? There is no way you can ally people and build a structure like that. It won't happen. All right. If you're going to build an organization, there has to be a source of revenue. Okay, you got to have cash because all like
found
you,
that out.
Yeah, you're gonna need money. Okay,
it broke Sean.
Yeah, well, it sunk me for $5,000. You know what I mean? And a lot of people never got shirts, and it was just sort of a bad scene. So if we're gonna do it again, we're gonna do it right. But it's a huge amount of stress because in order to do it right, you have to have doctrine, right? And that's where the time commitment comes in, and that's what I've been doing
because people question you. Right?
Well, not so much that, but you got to have guidelines. You got to make sure that you got something, because the Buyer's Manifesto was just a little thing, you know what I mean? Like, it was just something I cranked out in a couple of days. And my writing, I'm not a bad writer, you know, I can do the writing thing.
Yeah.
And so this is what I'm working on currently, and people are like, well, when's he going to do it? What's happening? The reason why it's going to take me a little while, okay, is because I've got to make sure that I have everything planned out and in place, okay, so that when we do start rolling with it, we can build the momentum we need to build, and we can make a difference. And, yeah, it's depressing. It's upsetting for me because I want to do it now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rumbling Sky, you got a kid. That's fucking rad. But, I mean, it scares me too, man. I look around at the world, and I really think I can make a difference. You know, I think that I can really... People for some crazy reason, you know, I've made the joke before, you know, the savior by default, you know, and people go with me because they can't find anything better.
Yeah.
You know, and I'd be more than happy. A lot of people are like, well, I don't know if I should like Rumbling Sky shit because it's better than Sean's, and I don't want Sean to think I'm not loyal or some weird fucked up shit like that. Guys,
yeah.
No, I don't mind. Like, I've done a lot of my fun in the sun, and now when it comes right down to it, if you're going to make a difference, you need to be able to gather people together. And with cult, we were able to build a counterculture movement bigger than anything else that the Internet had seen.
Sure started something, eh?
Started something. It grew into a big thing, and it let me know. Because, I mean, it's hard, man. It's hard. Like, what's my skill set? You know, you sit there and scream, and everyone's like, wow, you know, Sean's really confident. Shit, no way, man. I've got the same doubts and fears as everyone else. Only difference is that, yeah, you know, I got the show, and I get people talking to me, but I get email every day of people saying, wow, who the fuck do you think you are? And I don't know.
I'm glad I don't get that email.
Yeah. it's hard, you know, and you can be judged by the people who stand against you, you know. Don't judge you by your fans. Judge you by your enemies,
mm-hmm.
you know. And if...
Because they all seek out your weak points.
They do. And a lot of people get their identity from trying to destroy you. Like, if you, no matter what you build, there are people out there that will get their identity from trying to destroy what you build.
Exactly. And you look at them and you go, what have they done?
Yeah,
they've done nothing.
And it's frustrating. It's so frustrating, you know? And it's hard on me because I get guys like Smokehouse and a whole crew that have been super supportive. And you just can't keep going because of the money and everything. But you can't, again, you can't give up. So, yeah, there's things going to happen, and we're going to make a new move. But just like with Cult was something that had never been seen before, had never been done before. And we're going to do that again because I do have a map. I do have something on my mind. And
I think, like me, you like to do things right.
I like to do things right. Well, no, I've never really tried, to be honest with you. Cult was a gag.
Yeah.
And
it just kind of started.
And people were like, well, you know, you created this organization and walked away and you abandoned us and shit. And I'm like, no, man.
Still here.
There are people out there who desperately, desperately need to fight back. And that's why I don't get so mad at protesters anymore, because they want to fight back, but they don't know how.
They're just not focused.
That's right. They don't know how to fight back. So what I've got to do is I've got to create... Because not everyone has the ability to talk that I do. You know what I mean? Apparently not many people do. Romance guy does, but there's a lot of people who don't. You know, so you got to have something that you can give to people for free.
That's right.
I got to write not like some 20-page document. I'm going to make like a multi-100-page document that explains everything about how things work, why it works that way, that defends that position, you know, and explains how to deal with conflict and conflict in as the organization grows. So you've got something solid to work from.
Right.
This is what I'm working on, okay? And I've got, you know, quite a few thousand words written on the whole thing. So if people are out there going, Sean, what are you doing? Okay, now you've officially been told.
There it is.
Okay, it's coming, all right? But you can't jack me for any info or rough copy. The only person who's going to see a rough copy of this is Smokehouse. And after Smokehouse gives it an okay and ciphers my shit and makes sure that I crossed all my fucking T's and dotted my I's and everything else, then I'll have a few other people like Templar Knight, probably Rumbling Sky, the guy's fucking switched right on, and a few others who were all on the same page with me. And there are guys out there, and they know who they are, who are on the same page, and they know where we're about. And when it's going to launch, it will launch, and we will need people to do some web design and stuff like that. We're going to have a page. The only thing that is going to be similar to Cult is we're going to be putting up another news page, so that we can have news up there like the way the Cult page used to be.
Yeah,
okay?
That's a great idea.
And but there's a lot of things that have been going on, and we, right now, everybody's fighting, but there's a lot of stuff, and that's one of the things I want to talk about tonight before we get too much into the news. Do you have any idea how much suppressed science there is? You guys want to have some fun? Watch this. This is an interesting little game you can play. Get onto Kazaa Lite. Everybody's got Kazaa Lite installed. If not, you're probably fucking some file sharing software, okay? Go to make it so you're hunting for video. Type in UFO on video.
Oh, yeah.
And watch what the fuck happens. Okay? You'll get, like, some weird stuff. You'll probably get some movies and shit that make references to it. But there's a lot of, like, 10-minute segments from Brazil, from Japan, from all over the world. NASA footage and all sorts of crazy shit.
Yeah.
And there's so much of it, you really can't deny it. You know what,
like,
I mean? And
what is all this? Is like,
you know, where's you can't, like, sit back. A lot of people, you know, they're sitting there talking about really, really whacked out conspiracy theories and shit. And I don't know. You know, I don't know. I believe we landed on the moon. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. You know what I mean? But you have to be able to step back. And if you're going to stem from the mainstream, everything, Rant Radio is not mainstream. Okay? We are not a mainstream media. We are different. Okay? We think different because we are different. You're not like fucking Joe down the street who's a janitor and is happy with a 3.5. You're not like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to be like that, and that's okay. And there's something in our society that says that's fucking wrong, and you should be medicated, and that's fucked up. You know, I'm glad I grew up in a pre-Columbine world, because, man, I was drawing comics and shit about murdering my fucking classmates and all sorts of stuff like that.
Yep.
And what would happen if they'd have medicated Sean? You wouldn't have heard none of this shit. You know, I never would have done any of the rants. I just would have been this placid, complacent fuck. And it's a war. It's a battle every day. I got to tell you, man, it's a battle every day for me. I mean, I was stressing out trying to get down here tonight. I'm, like, freaking out. But then when I get down here, Sim tells me there's 160 people who are listening and waiting.
Waiting for you.
To show up.
Yeah.
That's a lot of stress.
Yeah.
That's a lot of stress. And, you know, Smokey said a lot of shit about me. You know, well, dude, you start things and you abandon them and I'm left to the wolves and all this kind of shit. You know, it's true that I do try to, I am only human. I do the best I can. And that's important to remember, that people have to do that. And if I'm going to start another war, okay, the first time was a gag, and look how far it went. So you got to ask yourself, if I'm going to start a fucking war, then how far am I going to take that? And I mean, I am seriously going to move with this thing, and I've got a hell of a plan. So don't worry about there. If you're feeling, if you're listening right now, the moral of this story is, if you're listening right now and you're a little concerned, you're like, fuck, dude, I don't know what's happening with the world, man. I'm scared. Hang on. Have hope. Okay? Help is on its way. And that's all I can say right now. Right? But
we've been identifying the problem for a year.
And it all comes down to root and source. And when Smokehouse was up, I talked about it briefly with them. And actually, they videotaped it.
Yeah.
Me talking about that. No, he's not going to give you a copy of the videotape, so don't even ask. But Smokey knows sort of what I'm talking about. And Templar Knight was there, and so was Creature, and so was Capone X. And I was talking very briefly about that, about what we really have control over and what the basic flaws in our society are. There are so many of us. Each person listening right now can name 10 people. Can name 10. What the fuck is going on with the video monitor? Okay. Can name 10 people. It's been doing that all night, by the way. I think it's not. I don't know what it's trying to focus on. It's fucked up. But each person listening right now can name 10 people they know who at least think like they do, who want to make a difference but don't know how. Okay, that's 160 people times 10. Okay, so that's 1,600 people. And each one of those 1,600 people can name 10 people. You know? So we're now up to 16,000 people. It doesn't take long. We always tell people, tell two people. But it takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of effort for people to go out there and you know, log in with the site. A lot of people don't have the technical knowledge.
And what are you going to tell them? Right?
And you know, check it out. It's cool. It's cool. You know, whatever. And if I'm a big jerk and I'm not show up until it's, you know.
They're like, I tried to log on. He never showed up.
He never showed up. Yeah. What the fuck? You know, I mean, that happens. But, guys, we can make a difference. And I'm not blowing smoke up your ass here. We're going to make a move. It's going to be within the next... It's probably going to take me about 6 months to finish this fucking thing if I'm going to do it right. I will be making it available for free. I will be making it available for sale. And
there are no Thetans involved.
There's no Thetans involved, but I tell you, I am firmly convinced that once we start to make a move, it's going to be something that I'm going to be persecuted over. I guarantee it. Because it talks about... what is essentially wrong with our society? Bit of a taster. What is wrong with our society? What's wrong with our society? You know, everyone's mad. Oh, it's all fucked up. Yeah, it is all fucked up. You're right. But why is that? How did it get that way? You know what I mean? The reason why it got that way is because of our basic wants and needs and what we perceive our wants and needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that everything a person does relates back to one of three things. No matter what it is, from the clothes you buy to the cologne you wear, it doesn't make a fucking difference. It relates back to one of these three things. Stealing a little bit from Freud and a little bit from personal experience. It's either the urge to be great, the sexual urge, or the urge to avoid discomfort. No matter what it is, from the clothing you buy, you're either doing it because you want to be great, i.e. cool, whatever. You want to have a sexual urge, satisfy a sexual urge, or you want to avoid discomfort, being hungry, what have you. And that's not to say that to avoid discomfort, you want to be comfortable. No. People don't worry about being comfortable. They worry about avoiding discomfort. That's totally what it's about. And I'm here to tell you guys, then if that's so true, why is it? Because we have our perceptions altered by the fucking media. What we determine to be great is told to us. We're programmed from an early age. You want to talk about some disgusting mental programming? Look at children's programs. Look at G.I. Joe, for fuck's sakes. You know, look at Barbie. Holy fuck. No wonder there's eating disorders. Well, come on, Sean, it's just Barbie. No. It is not just Barbie. Children are programmed by their televisions because we live in a society where both parents work. We live in a society where both parents work. So who's raising the fucking kids? It's the television. Is it the parents' fault? No, it's not their fault. It's nobody's fault, dude. This is a long time coming. Ever since the 1950s. People go in and they're saying, yeah, women's revolution, women's rights, we can work now. Good for you. You happy about that? You happy about the right to work and all that shit? I'm not saying women shouldn't work, don't get me wrong. What I'm saying is that with no one in the home, who's raising the kids? Who's raising the next generation of consumers? Why is there consumer education in schools? There's a course. When I was in, there's this course called consumer education.
I never thought about that.
And you had to have that. Why the fuck should I be taught to be a consumer? What the hell? We are the new definition of human resources, guys. That's what we are. There is every person, no matter who you are, you got three factions of your personality, even Sim. You got your physical, you got your mental, and you got your spiritual. You can't deny it. Okay? Some people, when I say spiritual, everyone kind of loses me a little bit there. But, I mean, people say, well, Sean, that's not true. Oh, really? What about music? Music's more than just mental. Okay? There's a certain... If you're uncomfortable with the term spiritual, okay, then you could probably substitute some other words for it. But to be honest, there is things that are spiritual. Even Sim, who's a staunch atheist, has got the largest fucking CD collection I've ever seen in my life. Okay, the fucking guy has got terabytes of knowledge. Okay, he runs a goddamn radio station. That's how into music he is. And you cannot tell me that music is just some equation. It's not. There's something higher there. Yeah. Okay? It's.
It affects me mentally.
Yeah, it affects your whole being. And a lot of people who are out of balance, music can bring you up, it can bring you down. Music's a big part of that. And there's a lot of other things that go with that, too. I mean, a lot of people like choir and chanting and stuff like that. So spiritualism doesn't necessarily have to mean religion. That's not what I'm talking about here. And anybody who's ever been involved with spiritualism can understand what I'm talking about. A lot of people turn to drugs. They smoke weed. It's a very spiritual thing, blah, blah, blah. A lot of people do that, too. But that is essentially why our society has gotten as fucked as it has. You know, by controlling our perceptions, they alter our perceptions of thought. By controlling our perceptions, they alter the way we think. And by altering the way we think, they control how we perceive reality. And therefore, what we think is great, what will avoid discomfort. And by creating a social cage, which cages us, by creating a social cage that is made of the bars of the other words of our peers, don't wear those clothing. Why do you look like that? What's with those shoes? What's going on? You know what I mean? And by insisting on purchasing products that are made in third world nations rather than shopping at secondhand stores, they've made us into a fucking continent of first-rate morons. And we are perpetuating this constant stream of lies and manipulation, and there's nothing we can do because we have to survive. Our need hierarchy, food, shelter, clothing, all that stuff, we don't even get a chance to reach high enough in that hierarchy to look for higher meaning because we are struggling on a day-to-day basis to meet our basic needs of food, shelter, and clothing. And we don't have time to worry about who's raising our kids. It's not our fault. We're all victims. You're a victim. Everybody listening to me right now has been affected by this. Women look at themselves as sexual objects. Men look at women as sexual objects. We've gotten to a level in our society where degeneration, and I do mean degeneration, I'm talking about pornography here and hardcore porn. A lot of people talk about porn. Well, porn isn't just Playboy, guys. You know what I mean? There's something fucked up about people who enjoy watching women being beaten. Okay, there's something wrong there. Okay, there's something very wrong with getting some kind of erotic thrill out of watching people take a shit on each other. That's not, I don't give a fuck what you say, that's not healthy. You know, you could dress that up and use relative morality up your ass. Incidentally, if I've lost you at this point, fuck off. Alright? Because I'm not making any bets here. I'm not fucking taking any shit on this one. Yeah, there is a few points. There are lines, okay, that you don't cross. Well, who are you? I'm fucking me. Fuck off. Alright, come on. You're going to step to me with relative morality, that's fine. You go be have a relative moral person. Well, you can't say, yeah, I can say that because look at the state of our society. The evidence shows this. We have lived in a hedonistic state where if it feels good, do it. Ever since the Christian church fell, everything's fucked. So what, do we go back to the Pope? No, the Pope's a fag. All right, fuck the Pope. All right, but what I'm saying is we need to set up some guidelines for ourselves. And then we need to have some conviction. Even in today's society, conviction is a horrible, horrible thing. It's a horrible thing. No one's allowed to have conviction. I believe in this. Well, don't you think you should blah, blah, blah. And people want to talk about it. No, I believe this. Well, I don't believe that. Good for you. We live in a society where you can disagree. I'm not going to fight with you about it. Well, I want to talk to you about that. Why? Well, because I want to talk to you. Why, motherfucker? I've got nothing to say to you. You know? Want proof? Vegetarians. I'm a vegetarian. I choose to be a vegetarian. And every fucking vegetarian who's listening to this right now is attacked. Day after fucking day. I give Sim a lot of shit, but he became a vegetarian because the books I gave him. Okay? They're my fucking books. All right? That I let him read, and then he took it all to heart and has more fucking willpower than I do. So off he goes. And God love him for it. You know, I give him a lot of hack and slash and all the rest of it. But, you know, it's a good deal. But every single day, I'm a vegetarian. And people are like, why? Why are you a vegetarian? Attack, attack, attack. Why? Why do we give a fuck? They're not saying you should be a vegetarian. Have all the fucking steak you want. Load up. Hell, I'll give you some knives. Go kill the cows with. Okay? So why do we attack vegetarians? Why do we do that? Ask yourself that. Well, because what? Because you're afraid they're a little bit more moral than you are? Because they got some convictions that you don't happen to have? It's all about choice and letting other people have freedom of choice and letting that be enforced. Letting them have their own say in their own fucking lives. And this all stems from us. We have a mob mentality. Why is there 157 people listening right now? Why do they want to listen in? Why do they want to log into the IRC? Because we have an urge for community. That is a need we have. We need that community. In our society, nobody even speaks in the fucking elevators anymore. There's 20 people in the goddamn elevator. And if you say hello to someone, their immediate response is not hello back. It's fear. They're afraid of you. Hi. Hello. You know, and they're like, oh, my God, they want to have sex with me. You know, holy Jesus. Have we progressed to such a stage that no one is able to even speak how to say hello to people anymore? On the bus, walking around, talking to people? We judge people on their social class by the clothes they wear, the car they drive. And that's even more, and we're so civilized. Shit, we've come a long way since we lived in the jungles, huh? Rather than having feathers in our cap, now we got cars in the driveway. That doesn't make any sense. We're in a system that's perpetuated by consumer belief. It is consumer religion that has taken over us. The church has lost all its power, so fuck that. They're going to give us a new church. We're now going to pray to money. The people who capitalize on this more than anyone else are these leadership seminars and Anthony Robbins and all these big tooth motherfuckers. They sit there and try to tell you, hey, it'll be okay. You'll just practice these 7 habits of highly effective assholes and you'll be a better human being. Hell, shit, become your job. And that's the key to happiness. No. No, man. Time management is not going to solve this one. Okay, everything is fucked up. It's gotten really bad. It's really, really bad. I spent a long, long time fighting. And sometimes you got to get zen about this shit. Whenever the ancient Japanese warriors would run into problems, you know what they do? They go off and they sit in a cave. And everyone would get all pissed off at them. Oh, you're a fucking coward. You're hiding. No, they're thinking. They're plotting. They are scheming, in fact. And that's exactly what I've done over the last little while. When I was in Shiloh and I was sleeping out in the fucking snow in a great big hole in the ground, I came to the conclusion that a lot of things make a lot of sense if you just take enough time to think about it. And a lot of people don't want that. Even going to a store now, it's all high-pressure sales. Oh, go this way, go that way. No. No, stop and think. Stop and think. Well, you're running out of time. Why? We got more time-saving equipment in the world. Like Stephen Wright says, you know, microwaves are there to save us time. Fucking instant coffee's there to save us time. I put my instant coffee in the microwave and I went back in time. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people that make a lot of jokes about time-saving devices. We got more time-saving devices now than ever before in our history. So why the fuck are we so rushed? Why the fuck are we so rushed? We should have all the free time in the world. We should be able to walk around and just be free all the time. But we're not. Why? 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 Because our society is fucked. And it has been fucked from the get-go. And the people who disagree with me and say, no, Sean, that's wrong. No, it's not wrong. And the fact that you disagree with me on that, I don't hate you for it. Because you were programmed to be like that. We're programmed to throw rocks at everything. Thereby ensuring that nobody can build anything worth a fuck. It's so totally subtle. Well, who's responsible for this, Sean? Who's responsible for this? You see them. Is this the enemy? Is that the Illuminati? No. No. This is the groups. This is why that concept of directional chaos. And I've talked about this before, where you talk about people all working, following a general guidelines and concept. People worship profit. It's all about the money. We will do whatever it takes. We use guerrilla tactics. And when everyone's trying to build a fire, eventually you're going to get fire. Even you're going to get smoke. Okay, that's what I'm saying here. If everyone's trying to build a fire, eventually there's going to be a lot of smoke. But they didn't want the smoke. They just wanted the fire. Well, guess what? Smoke is a direct byproduct of the fire. And our society is nothing but smoke. Because everybody's after fire. And that's what I'm talking about. That's the directional chaos that's there. There's no all-seeing, all-knowing fucking, you know, 12 who control the world, the Grey Council, and all the rest of it. That's not there. There's other groups that try that shit. Bilderberg group much. But you can't sit there and point at one person. No, it's the core political. It's the core political mindset. The profit-driven reality that we live in. And we have to change that. Tall order. Tall order to change that. And it's not going to happen overnight. But it's not going to take 50 fucking years either. Okay? And that's what I've been doing.
So, it's been a while since I had a chance to open up like this and talk a little bit about it. I'm sure there's a few people going, ooh, Sean's been doing some reading stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. And when it is going to go, hang on. So, moving on to the Illuminati news.
Yeah.
Everything is under control. Yes, U.S. troops starting at wages of $6.25 an hour.
Wow. Boy.
That's what U.S. troops make. Really? Mind you, they get paid salary, not by the hour. But I was when I was in the Marines, this is from, who's this from?
But they have nothing to spend it on either, right?
So. Oh, yeah, because they're, you know, other than, you know, surprises. When I was in the Marines, we worked on an average of 60 hours a week, if not more. Yeah, we do more before 8 a.m. than most people do all day. What's that, a fucking selling feature?
Yay!
Now, say you come from Oregon and they don't even make the state minimum wage, which is $6.70. Now, do you get free medical, dental, and housing? As stated in the article of housing is substandard for the times. And how often does the average person go to the doctor? And incidentally, when you're in the military, if you go to the doctor, they call you an MIR commando, the sick, lame, and lazy. So you're actually really quite chastised for going to the doctor. When I was once on my own, when I was every other, I went once on my own while I was in. While I was in, every other time I went because they told me to. Yeah, I have medical insurance now and it cost me an arm and a leg, but I still bring in more cash than I ever did in my 4 years in the fucking, and the fucking morons wondered why I didn't re-enlist. I guess their theory is that why pay them a lot when we're just going to use them for cannon fodder anyway. So, yeah, there's a lot to that. There's a lot to that. People that are in right now, they're going to have a hard, long problem with things like the military. Sometimes, in any organization, you have to do what you're told, okay? But there's no reason why you don't need, why you can't have it explained to you why you can do what you're told. There's no reason why you can't explain that to people, okay? You got to know why. Like, if you're going to make, it's a well-known fact that a soldier will do a much better job if he understands everything that's going along on the ground. You know what I mean? Now, remember when I was talking about cameras? This is one of the big ideas I had. I wanted people to start a gargoyle cam net right, where they could set up private webcams and point them out their front door so that eventually everyone could watch.
Yep.
Log of Famine sent me this. It's useless, but still pretty cool in a geeky way. Visitors to www.passer.com are now able to use their airport monitor software to provide up-to-the-second information on flights to and from specific airports in real time. I came across this link from Logan Airport website. So anyone in Massachusetts is curious about the planes that just fly overhead can log on to this site and see it. As well, anyone from LA can go to LAX and can see the LAX traffic from this other website. Airport program participation sites. So it's kind of neat. So you can actually see what flights are coming and going.
Very cool.
Yeah, kind of neat. A U.S. mod chip retailer is jailed and fined. I think Sim sent me this. A U.S. man felt guilty of selling mod chips on his website in a branch of the Digital Millennium Copper and has been sentenced to 5 months in prison and $28,000 in fines. David Rossi sold the Enigma mod chips for the Xbox from the site isonews.com. The domain was seized by U.S. Department of Justice last month, but the site is still operating here, which is linked to off. Sorry. Pleaded guilty to breaching the DMCA by selling illegal copyright circumvention devices. Yeah. By selling illegal copyright circumvention devices.
Don't mess with our stuff or you go to jail.
I wonder how long before I get persecuted for broadcasting copyright circumvention devices. His full sentence is 5 months in prison, 5 months of home detention, 3 years of probation, and $28,000 in fines. While we certainly don't approve of helping people to pirate software, we see this as a massively harsh and disproportionate punishment for whose crime is selling devices that allow people to modify their own equipment. For selling tools, how long before microphones are added to that list?
Exactly.
However, one thing is certain, the sentence will send an extremely powerful message to anyone else involved in the production or sale of Xbox mod chips in the USA. So far, the attempts of the U.S. Department of Justice to extend the reach of the DMCA beyond its borders have thankfully been a failure. Expect a lot of mod chip projects and websites to quietly disappear in the next few days. Go ahead, guys. Go ahead, DMCA. Bring in the listener's license. Do it.
They want to.
Go ahead. Bring it in, guys. Because when you do, you will just create a more fertile ground for me to plant my seeds in. And oh boy, wait till you reap that fucking whirlwind. Here's a music quote from Donald Rumsfeld from SpecWar.com. Describing the scenes of jubilation in Baghdad after the entry of the U.S. troops as breathtaking, Rumsfeld compared the events of the fall of the Berlin Wall in 1989 and the ensuing collapse of communism in Eastern Europe. Incidentally, communism doesn't work. Thanks. Saddam Hussein is now taking his rightful place alongside Hitler, Stalin, Lenin, and Romanian dictator Nicolae Ceausescu. And the only reason why I know how to say his name is because I had a Romanian guy who worked with me. In the pantheon of failed brutal dictators, Rumsfeld declared. Maybe I wasn't listening probably during the modern history class in school. No doubt Lenin did some horrible things, but he hardly ranks up there with Hitler and Stalin and Ceausescu. Vlad the Impaler is the man. and Nikolai Vlad the Impaler is the man, Ceausescu. Anyway, Rumsfeld himself appears to be curtailing the freedom of more people than Lenin ever did. Stalin, a failed brutal dictator, he made a complete bastard of himself in 1929 to 1953. He died of natural causes at the grand old age of 73. Hardly a failure. That's a good point. That's from G-Maniacs. Nice point. And, of course, Id Fungus, the man, the myth, the legend, sent me this. Police opened fire on anti-war protests. A longshoreman was injured. Mm. That's really creative. Oakland, California. Police opened fire Monday morning with wooden dowels.
Wooden dowels?
And sting balls and other non-lethal weapons. I like when they say wooden dowels. That sounds much better than baton, doesn't it?
Yes,
it does. Sting balls and other non-lethal weapons as anti-war protesters outside of the port of Oakland during at least six demonstrators, six longshoremen standing nearby. Okay. Oh, sorry. Injuring at least six demonstrators and six longshoremen standing by. Most of the 500 demonstrators at the port were dispersed peacefully. But police opened fire at two gates when protesters refused to move. Move! No! Bang! The longshoremen pinned against the fence were caught in the crossfire. Demonstrators said they targeted the port because of the company there was handling war supplies. They said it was the first time they had been fired upon since anti-war protests started in San Francisco Bay Area more than 2 weeks ago. Really? There's been anti-war protests for 2 weeks? Why have I not heard of this? Oakland police are being the most aggressive of any department I've seen in the Bay Area since the war began, said protester Damian McKenney. Okay, well, you got to take that with a grain of salt because he's, you know, in with them. Mm-hmm. A database manager. Good that you included that because that makes a difference what he does.
Gives
right?
him credibility, yeah.
Independent dynamic database manager, Damian McKenney. The San Francisco Police Department never used any of this stuff against us. Oakland police said at least 24 people were arrested. Some people were blocking port property, and the port authorities asked us to move them off, said Deputy Police Chief Patrick Hall. Chief Hall. Police moved aggressively against crowds because some people threw rocks and big iron bolts at the officers. Big iron bolts. And they threw rocks at them. Police spokeswoman Daniel Ashford said officers fired beanbag rounds and wooden dowels. They also used sting balls, which send out a spray of BB-sized rubber pellets and a cloud of tear gas. They hit you and it feels like a bee sting. Okay. I hate to tell you this. A bee sting. Bees fucking hurt. Okay?
Yeah.
Like, some people seem to think that a bee sting is a fucking small thing. Okay? Bees really fucking hurt.
I've been stung by a... not by a bee,
by
but
a wasp.
Yeah.
And hurt.
It would hurt a bit, yeah?
Yeah, well...
He cut my rubber boot. He stung me like five times.
Okay, that would cripple
it's
me.
Like, ow.
Okay,
ow,
because
ow.
I think I might be mildly allergic or something.
Oh, okay.
It hurts
okay.
like a mother... Like, crippling pain to me, okay? Like, it's unbelievable how much that hurts. Maybe I'm just a big pussy.
That might be just the allergic reaction, though.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't really have any allergies, but whatever. And furthermore, if it was just a bee sting, like, oh, would they use it for riot control?
No.
That doesn't make sense. So it probably hurts a fuckload more than that. All right? And you're shooting people with high-velocity mass. It doesn't really matter what that mass is. It's just a little ball, and I'll tap it in with this wooden dowel. What is this, a fucking home improvement show? You got a guy in riot armor beating people with fucking sticks because they're protesting. And I'm sure that the protest is going to be like, hey, there's cops. Let's throw rocks at them. No, it doesn't work like that. Okay? You have to be pretty high to believe that.
Yeah. Do you think they want to get beat?
Check some, baby. Check some. Lost World News. Got a letter here from a Panther Bee. SKTFM, a while back, I was emailing you with a sword exploits I saw Arizona, the Lost City of the Dead. Caverns nearby the Grand Canyon. Then I stopped. Let me assure you, my interest has not waned, but it's described in my earlier email about my truck received some drastic modifications from a flatbed at 65 miles per hour. Yes, that is the density to modify your vehicle. Well, the truck's been resurrected and is a whole lot better equipped. Further, I've enlisted the help of the interest of the unemployed motherfucker, Holy Hand Grenade, and his rust Jeep of Doom. I remember Holy Hand Grenade. That's fucking rad. How can a vehicle rust in Arizona? I don't know. I just know I was up way too late fixing his damn brakes. We are going to make our journey mid to late May. Let us know if anything interesting surfaces. A Panther Bee. Yeah, a Panther Bee. Well, I just got that Recce Desert Patrol pack. Maybe I should drop down and hang out. Other kit. Dear Mr. O'Brien and Mr. Kennedy.
Ooh.
This email is a bit long, and I won't be offended if you just skip to the links at the bottom of the email. Thank you for the comment last Monday about my name being cool. I recently turned into your show and liked what I heard. It's good to see someone be able to talk and reach out to people about topics many would not touch because of fear hurting their sponsors and ratings. Yeah, I want to fucking hurt the sponsors. It really makes me wonder if these journalists who died in the war in Iraq would have their true story told, or end up like in Macross 2, where the reporter stories just got butchered by the news networks in that anime. Just a parallel I thought I'd mention. It's a very good parallel, actually. I was looking on the web and found a gadget which I think people and yourself should look into, seeing how I really enjoy your kit section of the show. I thought I would contribute back into the community. I also would like to give a shout-out to Angelica Filestorm for giving me some of the links and getting hooked on the show. Thank you, Angelica. You're doing your part. Want to know more? Here are the links. And here's one of them. A handheld night vision scanner with 1.2 magnification, black or white or color, screen, video cam, VCR connectable. Very handy to put outside your apartment so you can watch the SWAT team kick in your door.
Nice.
And there's ICPGlobal.com. Film like solar panels. Very, very cool. This is Angelica's link, but I wanted to touch on it. iSun is a 2.2-watt portable power anywhere. Anywhere, like
nice.
Burning Man.
Yeah.
Being one that loves to have power anywhere I would go, I also look at the battery pack as well. The battery pack with tools to charge AA, AAA batteries in the house, car, and the iSun mountable for solar charging. Neat. Very, very neat.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very cool. And how about this one? Piper'sPrecisionProducts.com. Just when you thought air guns were for kids, think again. 500 rounds per minute miniguns powered by paintball CO2 canisters. Yeah. And so there's some air guns there, which I'm sure can be handy for getting crows. How about CompassEco.com? Actually, that's a huge link. I'm not going to bother. But can't find a silencer in Canada for that air gun? Well, why not buy a 22 pellet gun that shoots 1,200 feet per second? I'm thinking 14 grains for that claim. Silenced. Yes. Here's a silenced 22 that uses air power. Not that I would encourage that. Pissed off in the world? Need a power of 44 Magnum? But want to shoot things in style? Well, check out the 44 single-shot big bore, able to knock down a deer if you want. This gun also takes 45 ACP black powder bullets if you run out of 44 air gun pellets. Air guns that are 44 Magnums. Interesting. Alternative combat much? And as well, more air gun, the airgunsofarizona.com. The RWS 707 Ultra 9mm PCP, pre-charge pneumatics. Okay. We're not going to go on too much more about that. It's very, very cool, though. And there's another link here about 308 custom air guns and how to get by those annoying firearm laws. So and they also have one at Barnes Pneumatic, which is a 56 caliber pneumatic rifle that shoots 50 cal air gun pellets. And this is all from Gluco. So very, very cool. Very, very cool. Now, in Mess with the Normals, I got a really cool one here. Check this one out from Alien Binary. I went to a boarding school that was revamping the small library to make way for the computers that they were installing. 1984 had been eliminated from the curriculum due to time constraints, so they claimed. And I was browsing around the trash during the reconstruction library, and I found an 8 to 12 copies of 1984. Wow. So when people came to my room, I would ask them if they'd be willing to do me a favor. And they obliged. Each person left with a copy of 1984. Most of them read the book and devoured the information. The school was slightly annoyed because I had taken what they thought was their property. But in truth, they considered it trash. Mm-hmm. Don't take my garbage. That's why people lock their garbage bins. The ultimate statement of insulting people's ingenuity, locking the garbage bin.
There's a garbage bin just over there that's all locked up.
Yeah, it's fucked. I became an independent librarian. So here's potential homework time for any aspiring independent librarians. Go to the back of a bookstore and check for bundles of books. These are the books that were probably too controversial and didn't sell enough because they weren't pop culture enough. Make sure these are being thrown out. Load them into the battle wagon. Move on. Local libraries have free bins where patrons dump their old paperbacks for other patrons. Here's your next source of data. If you visit a yard sale, you can walk away with 25 books for about $5. Now, dispense these books to people you think have the potential to use it. Now, they did this at Burning Man. I picked up a really cool book at Burning Man. There was a van there. They were just giving out books.
Nice.
There is nothing more powerful than the written word and the education of an unliberated mind. But before you start handing out these books, remember to write www.rantradio.com just inside the jacket cover, just for good measure. Other sources. Schools throw books out by the hundreds. Universities won't buy books of a newer edition if a newer edition has been reprinted, because they're useless then, aren't they? They are often piles of these books around trash bins and lining the halls of dorm rooms. There's always someone who wants to clean out their closet. That's from Alien Binary. Alien Binary, that's
good
fucking good.
Idea.
Awesome idea. Awesome. awesome, awesome idea. Digital site of the day. Check out artpolitik.org.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking amazing. Amazing stuff. You totally want to see that. You totally want to see that. And, guys, all bullshit aside, the future is coming. Time is going to pass one way or the other. Do not be afraid of the future. Fear is the mind killer, man. It's totally true. Fear is the mind killer. Do not be afraid of the future, but be aware of it. Transcend that fear. You know that the shit is going bad and it's only going to get worse. But laws only work if you adhere to them. Laws only work if they are enforceable. And there's very, very difficult to enforce these laws. The internet is a method for us to communicate and meet in a way that has never been seen in history. Never in history have we ever had a tool as powerful as the internet. And we're able to broadcast today. I'm able to talk to you today. We're able to discover and bring people out like Rumbling Sky, who has an amazing talent, a very good talent, and he needs to keep doing that. And there's more people out there. I mean, look at, oh shit, I mean, the list goes on. Nixter and Angry Shirts. There's lots of ways to raise awareness. And that's what Rant Radio has been up to now. It's been raising awareness. We've been raising awareness. But the time is coming very soon when we're going to take action. That's some dangerous revolutionary talk.
When
you start saying stuff like, the time is coming close when we are going to take action.
The time is at hand, my friends.
It is. And it is at hand. Because you know what? If not you, who? And if not now, when?
Right.
You know what I mean? There comes a point when, what? I didn't protest when they came for him because he was an X-Mod chip modifier and I wasn't. You know? And then I didn't worry when they came for Rant Radio because I wasn't running a pirate radio broadcast. But eventually when they came for me, there was no one left.
Exactly.
There's going to come a point when we are going to fight. But we're not going to fight. We have to take a page more from Gandhi than we do from war. We're not going to fight using guns. The air gun thing is just something. But the only thing we can fight with is ourselves. And before you go screaming off into the night and waving signs around and all that kind of jazz, work on your own armory. Read. For God's sake, get some information and read. You've got to arm yourself. You've got to get stronger. Reading is vital. It is the most powerful tool we have. There are people all over the world who do not have access to the knowledge that we have, and we're too fucking lazy to go and get it. Just read. Read anything. I don't give a fuck. Try to read some nonfiction. You know? If you can't read nonfiction, read fiction. Read good fiction. Okay, read Arthur C. Clarke. Okay, read Tom Clancy. Read whatever you can. Because even nonfiction teaches you something. More than that, it gets you used to reading. There's a lot of books you can't read right off the top. You know, when you're a kid, you read Dr. Seuss and Cat in a Hat and all that shit. And now people go and they try to take on these books that are fucking just, you know, authoritative. Well, you couldn't give a six-year-old War and Peace and expect them to read it because their reading level isn't there. Work on the easy stuff. Build your way up. Reading is an entire form unto itself. Your brain is a muscle that will atrophy without use. Okay? This is why music is so important. And when we do come out with a new manifesto, you can bet that I'm going to do a spoken word version of it. And it'll be an MP3 and it'll probably take up fucking an entire goddamn CD. But I will do whatever it takes to take a shot because I can't sit idly by anymore. And everybody who wants to get ready now to start throwing rocks, fill your boots.
Collect your rocks up.
Get your rocks ready, guys. But I'm not going to fight. I'm just going to do what I have to do. And it's about control yourself. Controlling your own environment. Control your purchases. Control what it is that you do. Don't worry about influencing anyone else right now. But take a hard look at your life and what you spend your money on. Do I need to drink at Starbucks? Not really, no. No, I don't. But it's hard because we're programmed. It's hard because that's what we do. And it's about overcoming that. You want to read something? Check out any of the books I've recommended. Check out No Logo. Check out any of these books. And try to. You don't have to make commitments or convictions right now. I know you're excited and I know you want to make a difference. But just take it easy. Lots of time for that. There is no time constraint. We have all the time in the world. The sun will rise, the sun will set. And the only thing that makes a difference here is where you stand at the end of the day, and as long as you're further ahead than you were yesterday. If you read 1 month, let's say you picked a subject. And, let's say, let's talk about hacker history, okay? Let's say you read one book every month on hacker history. That's not that bad. 4 weeks, I mean, that's a lot of time. 30 days to chew through a book. Novels, you know, The Cuckoo's Egg, you read all that shit. Inside of a year, you'd be a fucking authority on that. And furthermore, you'd start reading two books a month before you were 6 months in. It's nothing to chew through a book in 2 weeks, okay? Or you say you were to pick anything. Pick the Third Reich, for fuck's sakes. Okay? If you started reading one book every 2 weeks on the Third Reich, shit, dude, you'd have 24 books downrange by the time a year was up. 5 years from now, you'd have 120 books read. Fuck, there would be nothing you didn't know about the Third Reich. Shit, you'd be correcting the books when they fucked up. You'd be writing letters to the authors going, dummy, don't you know anything? I mean, that's the power. You can't... The instant gratification culture is there, but that is there because of the weapon of the core political, which has been force-fed to us, and that weapon is convenience. We've learned to become dependent upon convenience, and we have to make sure that we can overcome that with preparation. Preparation is the enemy of convenience, and it is the strongest tool that we have. So, if you want to do something right now, and there's a lot of people excited who want to help me, great, read. And it sounds like not a lot, but you talk to any of the hardcore martial artists or any of the Shaolin, and what do they say? Breathe. Work on your breathing. Meditate and breathe. That's a huge part of any of those kind of fighting disciplines. So we have our own discipline. Instead of breathing, well, which is important, you want them to keep breathing, but make sure that you read. You've got to read. In closing tonight, I'd like to give shouts out to Alien Binary and everyone else who managed to stick around. Sorry, once again, for being so fucking late. Not very cool, but I'll see what I can do. If you want to help out Rant Radio, you can get two people hooked on the show. Very important. We need to spread the word so that, well, when the bomb does drop, we can get as many people infected as we possibly can. In going through the IRC tonight, these are the people who managed to stick around. Who do we got here? There's 82 people stuck around. We got Caponex, Dilemma Gothic Cubicle, Punk of Evil, Shade with SKTFM, Shovel, Moki stands with SKTFM, Pyro with SKTFM, Alien Binary, Alamode, Alanon Zero, Alpha 736, Angelico with SKTFM, oh, this is kind of nice, Askian, Barcode, Beef with SKTFM, Blung, Citizen, Steely Dan, Coppertop, Coppertop, Cronus, Dancing Monkey, Dead Air, Della, Del Druby, Dr. Z with SKTFM, Doofster, Utscum, Gluco with SKTFM, Grendel, Griffin, Guardian, Supercomputer, Ken, Kaiser with SKTFM, Casey with SKTFM, K-Boy with SKTFM, Kello, Kexler, Lentium, Lenta, Lorax, Loyalizer, Manuel, Kello, Mary, Mashar, Mick J with SKTFM, Mr. Echo, Naughty Ski, Node, Oracle, Nine, Paladin, Prophet Doodle, Psycho, Quiff with Quiff, Quick Mix, Rats Bootin' with SKTFM, Rich, Attaboy, Ricky Rocket, RJ, something, 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 Rogue 3, Rumbling Sky, Sapphire Headache, probably got a bigger headache now after listening to me go off, Shanna, Decan, Shrine Master, Sirdark, Sleeping Beauty, Soldier, Spudley, Starbeam, StatsX, Dao with SKTFM, Tufel, TMG, One Nap, Turmoil, Turns Around to SKTFM, Tide, TYD, Wi-Fi Girl, WagoFam, I think that's Wago Famine. Whopper, WW1 with SKTFM, D-Day Speeches with SK, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Sideslide, Delaney Gothic Cubicle, again at the bottom, who hasn't gotten voice or they hung out. But you know what, guys? Hang on. Educate yourself. Read. For fuck's sakes, read. And you don't have to buy the book from Chapters. Go to the library. That's why they're there. Ask yourself, when was the last time you were at the library? When was the last time you were at the library? I don't give a fuck. When was the last time you were there and you just walked through the library? Go get a do yourself. You want a homework assignment? Go get yourself a library card. Walk through the library. Browse it. I promise you, you will find a book that you want to read. Might just be sitting in the corner waiting for you. But it's there. You got to read. You have got to read. It is the strength. All knowledge is power. I don't give a fuck what you read about. You can read about janitorial skills, and you will grow. Everything you read affects you. Everything you read, no matter what it is, makes you stronger. From insurance fucking forms right up to War and Peace, everything you read makes you stronger. And that is something that every single person can do, and it scares the shit out of the core political. That's why the reading level in all the newspapers gets lower and lower and lower. And we complain about not getting information, but we bitch because it's not broadcast to us. Well, if you want information, it's at the end of your block, and get a library card and go check it out. So, that's it for this week's show. Make sure you turn in 7 days. And after tonight's show, of course, we have yet another Tales from the After Now coming straight up.
Episode 14.
And I'd really like to thank Doomster, who sent me an awesome email talking about...
I don't know. What was he talking
about? Oh, shit. No, I went and looked at the RC.
Okay.
I completely lost my train of thought.
And he went blank.
Yeah, Doobster, who sent me an awesome email, because Doobster actually has some Jamaican background and stuff like that, and he was telling me all this stuff. So it was very, very cool, and I didn't get a chance to send him an email back, but thank you so much. And thanks to everyone who sent me feedback, and it really does motivate me. You know, it really makes a difference because when you've been fighting as long as I have, you need all the support you can get sometimes. So thank you very much for everyone who's managed to stick around and who's fight the good fight for everyone. And it does mean a lot to me, and I know it means a hell of a lot to Sim. So remember, where you come from. Oh, you got something to add on?
Oh, I just want to tell them the title of it, because they never get the title of the show.
Oh, right. Yeah,
It's episode number 14, and it's called The Web We Weave.
The Web We Weave. And I really like it, because I don't comment in the forums, but I do go into the forums and check what people say about the show. I'm a bit of a slut that way.
I'm like, give them love.
Did they like it? Yeah, which is kind of, you know, everybody, you know, whatever. But it does mean something to me. People go to the forums and they comment on it. I don't actually comment in the forums, because if I comment, sometimes this turns to flaming.
And why didn't you do this? Why did you do this?
And it's
crazy. Yeah.
I don't really have a place in the forums. The forums are for the fans. And if anything, I see questions there, I'll answer them on the show. And that way, I just find it easier. And to be honest with you, I only got so much free time, guys. So... do not worry. But remember, where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to weren't never there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, I heard you were looking for-